Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, yo, check this out.
Check this out.
Grudge Inc. Presents the World Outlaw Grudge National.
July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway. 3641 South Santa Clara Road.
In Marion, Texas.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Let's do it.
25 host teams from across the country with over 100 races in 2 days. We'll be battling it out. And we're kicking it all off Friday, July 4th with a bang. With Grudge Racing and a fireworks show.
No doubt.
It's Saturday action. It's the Pro Mod Shootout, the Back Ass Shootout, and the 580 Index Race. And we got that bike show for you too, partner, with the Fly Riders of San Antonio. Awesome. Live in concert. Slim Thug.
A cow shot like a flower.
What up, it's your boy Slim Thugger, S.A. I will be at World Grudge National July 5th. It's going down.
You need more info? Visit Facebook at World Grudge National or contact Tracy Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563.
This is Slim Thugger, the boss, talking to you, man. Be there.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's having a mighty fine day. Getting hot down here in Texas, I guarantee you that. There's some action going on the weekend. Quite sure some action with some other places, so hey, we'll get to talking about that. See what happened over the weekend. Some other races will be coming up. Let's speak a little bit about that. As you know, before we get too far, before I get Ernie on, I'm going to give a time to try to get Ernie on. Boy, let me tell you, had a good weekend, Atomic Dog Shootout at the river. And people came out, had a good time. Had the bikes down there, trucks down there. We got a new truck winner, Sammy. I can't pronounce his last name, so I'm not going to try right now, but little Sammy got a red truck, little red riding hood. Little truck run pretty good. Won the Grudge Inc. belt, so if anybody want to call him out, just let y'all know. Get in touch with me. The only rules here is you can call him out. Only rules here with this Texas Grudge Inc. belt is, you know, hey, you got to pay the man $100. Give him a little few money just to get to a track around here. It could be done at any track. If he got the belt, he get to pick the track. This can't be no chassis truck. So Sammy get to pick the track, give him a couple of weeks, and anybody can run for that belt. Anybody can run for that truck belt, as long as not a chassis truck, and y'all discuss what y'all want to run for. That's pretty simple deal. A lot of fun. Again, want to thank Steve for coming out with the bikes. They had a hell of a show. People had a lot of good time. That's what it's all about. Had some 580 index guys come out and do their thing along with 6'6 and 7-0 guys. Had a few grudge races go down. You know, hey, people trying to get in the water box, trying to make some action. So, hey, you know, the guy get on and speak about a couple of grudge races tonight. Grudge race of the night went to one of Steve guys. He's running a shootout and couple other bikes you're betting on the side. You won a few races. So, hey, when it's grudge race of the night, you race, you bet your money. You do your thing. If I got something for you, it's going to go to you. So, I want to take your hats off to the bike guys. I also went in action that night with Pinker. Had his car out, put it in a little action, stepped out there. One guy had to pay in the punk out. Other guy, he stepped up, knew he wasn't the fastest car, but he just wanted to bring action. Took a little gamble, took the back tie and the move, and Lord and behold, hey, mistakes cost you. And like I say, old Steve went around for the win. So, but all in all, man, people that bring in action. A couple of the guys was racing a couple of Mustangs down there doing their thing, man. So what it's all about, man, people came out. We want to say we appreciate you coming out, man. We're going to keep on doing this thing and try to bring action, make fun, move this thing around. So that said, you know, I'm going to speak a little bit about this before I get Steve on. Man, we 16 days away from the biggest grudge race in the country, 2014, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National. The Grudge Inc. World Grudge National. This thing is sponsored by Grudge Inc. And, man, races coming from all over the country gonna step up, do their thing each and every week. We're going to try to see if we can get some lock-ins for these races. As you know, we're going to try to have as many races as we possibly can. We're doing it for 2 days. Hopefully, we can make 100 grudge races. If not, we're going to do our best to give much action as we possibly can to give the fans what they want, let the folks that travel from across the country to see that Texas do it big in Texas and a lot of races stepping up. And say these Texas guys I'm constantly putting out there, hey, we've been waiting for these guys to come and come in groups. Well, July 4th and 5th, San Antonio Raceway, it will go down. Guys are talking a lot of noise, and they're ready to come down here and strut their stuff on Texas soil. They want to see what Texas got to offer. We got a lot of good cars here in Texas. We got a lot of people, I know, just sitting back. But I don't believe they're going to let these guys get away. They're not just going to come down here in Texas and push people around. Texas is going to stand up. Texas is going to show out. Guys, these guys want to try to lock in, try to make things great. As you know, that Friday night, some of the heavy hitters are coming to town in the Pro Mart action. Hadn't been a lot of Pro Mart action in the grudge game all year. Hadn't been much action with the Big Tide Pro Mart. For July the 4th, as the fireworks show go off, so these Texas Pro Mart with Tree Man going into battle, doing this thing against one of the heavy hitters from the East Coast, the Old Jacks. That race is scheduled to take place around 9 o'clock. Scheduled to take place. Tree Man up against the legendary Old Jacks. After that race, we got Big Sid. We got Big Sid and Larry, better known as got Gigantor, going into action that same night. Also got Mr. Five Speed, bang, 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 locked in Tree Man for 10 o'clock that same night. Man, it's going to be going down with a host of other guys yet to be named that's stepping up and trying to bring action. You know, we got the Pro Mart shootout for the Grudge Inc. Pro Mart belt be awarded that Saturday night. Also, there will be a back half shootout going on that Saturday night also. And a $2,500 580 class going on. So we're going to make action. And as you know, we got Slim Thug coming to do his thing here at San Antonio Raceway. Guys, make your plans when these folks come to Texas. Texas, let's represent. Let's show these folks how we do it. It should be a lot of fun. A lot of action. So, fellas, get ready. The 2014 Grudge Inc. World Outlaw Grudge Nationals will hit San Antonio July the 4th and 5th. Make your plans. Tell your friends. Come out and be there. Kids 12 and under are free. Kids 12 and under are free. A two-day event, so make your plans, okay? We'll talk about try to get some races on here locked up tonight. We get off into the topic a little later. But Sharon, we got Ernie on here.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Ernie?
Oh, man. Hot and sweaty, just like it is in Texas. Hot and sweaty.
I hear you. Tell me something good.
Good races out here. And people are getting ready to head your way, so y'all need to buckle down and watch what's headed your way. It's going to be some good racing done.
Yeah, it's going to be some good racing, you know. You're going to make it out here?
You know, Monday night we had a show, the Ask Ernie Tech Talk, and it was a barn burner. We had an excellent show. But some information that y'all might pay attention to and think about when y'all having y'all's discussions. You know, I know we contact a lot of people, and I know that, you know, through the power of the computer and the shows, you know, it gets around all over the United States. But, guys, I had a call from Riyadh, Afghanistan. Now, that's a long ways away. You know, that's the middle of a damn war. I had another call from the George W. Bush Aircraft Carrier Group ordering parts so that when they get home, they can have their race cars ready. And what really got me is the guys from Afghanistan was telling me that they listen to these shows as much as they can. He said, you know, your show comes on at 11 o'clock in the morning, but we try to take our break, or if we get a chance, everybody gathers around and listens to what's going on so they can keep track of what's going on at home to keep up with the players. And he said, it, for that little bit of time, it feels like they're at home with their people, with their brothers, and that they just want to hear the American voice. You know, they can't talk over there like we do, open, you know, slang, get down with each other, and start, you know, pump up the races and pump down this. They can't do that. And he said, you know, that's one of the things we miss the most. He says, just the hometown conversation. So, you know, when y'all give out the race reports, when I give out the tech talks, you know, and I know this isn't one of them, but maybe this is, you know, something to put everybody on notice to make it inclusive to what's going on, because we're all ambassadors of the racing industry. No matter what you do, when you do it, we're there. And it's going out all over the world. And these people are listening to what we're doing, and they're enjoying the show. So, I mean, yeah, I want to give a big hand and thanks for the guys over there doing what they're doing. You know, make sure that they keep their head down and come home safe so we can race. And make sure that the gambler's race is an IED on the next road. You know, that's a total loss situation over there. You know, it's not on our mind all the time, but I can promise you it is on theirs, and they're definitely paying attention to what we're doing. And it just really, it gave me that little extra, what, you know, this is what we're doing it for. You know, it's so that we can put the information not only in Texas, not only in Oregon and New York and everywhere else, but touching our guys all over the world. So the tech tip of tonight is, you know, fill the radio with, ask the questions, put out the information. These guys that are over there, hey, they know you. You know, they know the cars. They're asking me about the cars, so it's really a privilege to be able to have the show carried over there like it is. And Tracy, I don't know if you even knew that your show was being listened to over there in the war zone also, but you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I talked to a fellow, honey. You're right. I talked to a guy that was over in Afghanistan, and he had He had emailed me and sent a message on Race Junk and mentioned about the show, so people do. They be listening. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. And, you know, just a little short tip today. I mean, I don't want to take up all of your show. I'm sure a lot of you all know that, you know, I'm Ernie with the CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. And, you know, we can help you with any of your tune-ups, any of the parts or problems you've got. And we'll, you know, if you're starting out, we'll give you a tune-up that we know that you can put in your car and make it to the other end without, you know, hurting parts. Also, if you're out there and you've got a combination that you're fighting, you know, give me a call. That's what I'm here for, to give you that that back to scratch on and find out what your problem is. There's a lot of them. With this weather changing, you know, you've got to look back at your summer tune-ups. You know, the cars are going to want to slow down some. You've got to expect the cars to slow down because of the heat, the humidity, the track conditions. The tracks are greasy with all the oil coming up in them. And you've got to expect, you know, you may be off as much as a tenth, tenth and a half in these hot days. But when you're working your tune-up, understand that if you're doing your tune-ups, your test and tune during the day, you better know what's going to happen when the weather changes. If not, you're going to stay, lean on it to the point that you end up getting a motor as soon as it, the track comes around. So pay attention. You know, if you're pushing your stuff on the edge, at night, I drop the bottle pressure 25 pounds. And that's just to give you that extra little fuel to go into the first round. You know, you got to win the first round before you can win the second. And that first round, the delay in the cars, you know, you're back in state, in the pits, you're cooling everything down, there's a break in the action. And during that period of time, the track changes completely, all the conditions. Your car changes. And then when you go back out there, it's like racing on a completely different surface. So, you know, pay attention to your tune-ups. The first round, drop your bottle pressure a little bit. Go out there, make your first round, read your plugs, and then make any changes there. You know, you might be able to put that back in there, but you may lose as much as 500 RPMs just with the temperature change. You know, just some thoughts to think about. And Monday night, you know, Ask Ernie Tech Talk, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and we archive it so you can listen to it any day during the week. If you've got any problems, you know, give me a call. That's my job. 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS, and we carry parts, pieces, shit, anything you need, we have it in stock. And we've got a special, boy, I forgot it on the dog show, but I blew it. Bottle heaters. Man, that sounds stupid. 100-degree weather, and I'm talking about a bottle heater. Bottle heaters are on special for $50. These are normally $140 bottle heaters. So if you need a bottle heater, you know, it's never too early to have one. But it can damn sure be too late to have one. So give us a call if you need something. Tracy, I'll turn it back over to you, and y'all have a good evening.
All right. Appreciate that, Ernie. We appreciate that. Okay. All right, let me put this out here. Since World Rush National is coming, man, we kind of got a little competition going for some videos. We had a few videographers put some videos up. We put them up on Facebook. You can go to Sharon Hardaway Facebook, World Rush National's Facebook. You can go to Hot Rod Gossip, and you can see videos, and you can look at them and see which ones you like. We kind of put that out there for a little competition, as you know, just to get some stuff started, let people see what's going down, what's happening. We got some commercials going to be coming up here in the area, and we're probably going to use one of the hottest ones for to be in that TV advertisement commercial. So, hey, go to World Rush Nationals on Facebook, Sharon Hardaway on Facebook, Hot Rod Gossip on the internet, and you can see, I think it's about 5 videos that's put out there, and you can talk about the ones you like and let them know we got a little competition going for that. So for the ones who don't know, that's what we got going. Just want to say another thing. I want to say I don't have my notes in front of me right now, everybody that came down the race, but just want to thank the guys that did travel down from different places, from Dallas, Jack and even his camp. They came down, and, you know, guys from Houston came down. Just want to appreciate that, and the surrounding guys from around here, Austin, Elton, and so what. Hey, man, I just want to say, hey, Tommy Dog Drag Race, appreciate y'all guys coming out and showing. We met a lot of new people in the area who hadn't been to an event, and they liked it. They had a good time, so they waited on the next one. And believe it or not, a lot of people that was there, man, they all are waiting for the World Growers National. They're excited about it, and it's new to a lot of them, and they can't wait till it get here. So, man, let's try to make this thing as big as we possibly can so we can show, I guess, that Texas definitely does it big. Texas definitely does it big. So, with that said, if anybody else got an upcoming event, I'm going to give them an opportunity to come on. They got an upcoming event, or they had a race the weekend. They want to give a race cap on the weekend. I'm not sure how some of the other races went. So if you got some action you want to talk about, you got a lock in, or you got a call out, we definitely want to hear call outs that's going on. So Sherry, we got somebody that want to speak on that. Go to the line before we get into a little bit what we want to talk about tonight on topic.
Hello?
Hello? Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Tommy Dog?
What's happening?
I ain't nothing to it, man. This is Slick Team Nightmare, man. I was just really wanted to say, man, top of the evening to you and Miss Sharon, man. You know, shit, we had a good weekend, you know, fast weekend down in Arkansas down there with them D&D boys, you know. Everything went well and so forth. I'm sure they'll let you know what the outcome was, but, you know, Team Nightmare again, you know, we on top of our game.
Take care of your business, man. I mean, I think I heard y'all won. I ain't seen the video or nothing, but I think somebody told me that y'all went out there and won. Hats off to y'all again. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. Hey, keep it up. Hey, you're racing. You're definitely breaking action, you know. So, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Don't, you know, come a point in time when you get to making that much action, some of this other stuff that you won't take, you might have to take a gamble at it, you know what I mean? So, keep doing your thing, though. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. The hats off to y'all. Y'all keep doing your thing, man. That's good. Y'all have a good time out there?
Oh, yeah, man, yeah, good time, man. And again, want to thank them D&D boys, man. They were very hospitable, you know, and hospitality was great, man. We had a good time, man. Yeah, we had a good time.
That's good, man. That's good. Anything else?
All right, I'm going to get back in.
Who else raced out there?
Huh?
Who else raced out there from Texas? Anybody else race from Texas?
Let me see. Who else went down there from Texas? Yeah, Pretty Tony that went down there. They went down
there.
They
did their thing. I ain't heard nothing. They win?
Oh, yeah, they did their thing. Yeah, they represented. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, they got the truck again, huh?
Yeah, they went down there. Yeah, they took care of their business, man. Yeah,
that's
they represented
good.
Texas real well. Real well. Real well. Well, I'm going to get back in
that's
the pushing, man, and let y'all do your thing, because I'm on this old J-O-B here, so I don't want a lot of noise, so I'm going to get back in the bushes and check you out.
Okay, man. All right.
All right. All right.
Okay, so you have the next hand. Shannon, are you out there? Or you fell off? Or?
Smooth, your mic is
well,
open.
Maybe she...
Smooth, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Grudge? Well, what's up, Atomic?
Ain't nothing smooth. What's going on? You got a lot of noise in the background. What are you in the bowling at, or something?
No, man, shit, on my side right now, shit, is it lower down now? I mean, you still got a lot of noise?
Yeah, you got to know. Okay, that's better right there.
Okay, what's going on with you?
Not much, man, not much. Just still waiting, man, to try to get moving. Still, I'm running out of time, Smooth, man, but We'll see.
I ain't just doing nothing, sitting back in the cut, man. Just listen to your show, you know. Slick and I already came on. Said about, you know, our little event we had this weekend down in Arkansas. We had a good time down there. And I want to give major props to Bushmill, man. Bushmill came, he was down there, and shit, he stepped in, and him and old Debo Ski, they helped us out, you know what I'm saying, with the old thing to line it up and go down the track and get that money, you know. He ain't had to do that, but shit, you know, he showed hospitality to the Nightmare crew, and shit, I want to give heads up to Debo and goddamn me, my boy, Bushmill, man. That's about it all I want to say, you know. I ain't trying to
set up shit. Who Bushmill run down there?
Nobody. He was just down there, him and Buller, they was just down there looking. They ain't race nobody. They ain't had their car.
I heard on another show that he possibly was going to lock in with Dog then, but I didn't know if that ever got locked in. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, they was just down there looking. They ain't had no car with them.
Okay, well, that's good, man. All right, what?
What's your record now, man?
Y'all got up for the next race? You know?
I don't really know the time right now. We finna rest this thing for a minute and try to get ready for the big Grudge national deal, man. So we gonna try to rest up. We don't want to tear up nothing. We want to come out there and try to have a strong rest, you know.
So y'all gonna be set? Y'all gonna be trying to head hunt down there with somebody, huh?
Oh yeah, you know, we ain't gonna come down there for nothing, you know. I don't know who we gonna raise, but shit, if we come down there, you know, we gonna try something. You can believe that.
I hear. Well, all right, man. We know y'all gonna try to make action some kind of way, you know. All right,
we'll
man.
Be,
you gotta
be in the house, though. We'll be down there.
We'll be
down.
Yeah. All right. Okay, man. Let me throw this out here for a topic, man. If we ain't got no other hands up, you got hands up. Let's see if anybody got about something about an event. Something they want to talk about before I go this.
You've got a couple of hands up. I'll go ahead and open them. 512-1043. Carlos, your mic is open.
What's up, Carlos?
Carlos. Okay, maybe
you don't mute
accident.
Yeah.
I don't know. 334-6578. Mr. Five Speed, your mic is open.
Yeah, I got an event. Good evening. How y'all doing, Grudge World? I got an event coming up. And then to what's going on, Atomic Dog, Miss Sharon and the gang. I got an event coming up. It's going to be at the World Grudge Nationals. I'm looking for that biggest small block in Texas. That Peanut, Showing Up Racing. This is going to be an event. If he don't call me back and get something locked in, it's going to be an event that day. He better not show his face. He better not wheel up.
Hold on, we can't. We got to get Peanut on here and let Peanut talk to you. So
Get him on there.
Peanut, push the one button. We got to get Peanut. You talking, you brought the man's name up. We got to let the man talk, so.
That's what I'm talking about. Get him on the phone. I can't get him on the phone the other kind of way. I speak, I call in the show. I get him on the show, put him on blast.
Oh, you ain't saying you call the man, he won't answer, and ain't seeing him on. You're not saying that, I know, 5 feet.
He won't answer my phone. I thought I had a personal line to him, a personal connection to him.
Man, Peanut, my buddy, man, I know he has his phone.
I told him, I told the landlord, I told him, I said, I don't blame you, Mr. Showman. If I was you, I'd be scared of me too.
Well, we're going to see about that. We can.
You get him on the phone. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to let T-Man hold up the gauntlet for Texas. T-Man can't hold. T-Man can't carry all that weight. He's going to have to get his T-Man some slack. He's going to have to get his T-Man some slack. He's going to have to get T-Man some slack now. He's got to come on. He got to step up to the plate now.
Oh, hey,
come
man.
On.
Once T-Man knock you off, he's going to be feeling pretty good.
Oh,
now.
No.
We already know he's going to knock the old jacks out because they too old.
Oh, okay.
We already know he's going to knock the old jacks out.
Okay.
Yeah, he's too old, so he going to knock him off, and he going to squeak by you, man. He going to knock those jacks off, and I think he'll squeak by you, man.
I don't believe he can't squeak by me. God, I got all my cracks oiled up. He can't get me. He can't squeak by me. If he come by me, he going to get slippery. He can get up there and he going to get slippery. You know it's slippery when it's wet. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
He can't squeak by me.
I think he's going to get by me.
That's what a lot of folks thought. A lot of folks think they can get by me. But when I tell you I'm a bad man, I'm telling you I'm a bad man.
You're a bad man.
Take my word for it now. I'm a bad man. Like that goat said, I'm bad.
Peanut, your mic is open.
Man, you ain't too goddamn bad. You're just bad because you're by yourself right now.
No, I want to get with somebody.
You're
just bad
because you're by your
goddamn self. That's all I'm saying. We need to have an event within an event. That's what I want to hear. That's what I'm calling for. I thought you were skinny. You know, you were talking pretty strong there for a little while. I know you've been busy. I know you've been
strong.
Doing.
I ain't got goddamn track yet, and I'm still talking strong.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to hear. I came to Texas for you one time and miss you. I ain't going to miss you this time. I got a bead. I got a when they put that radar on you, when they put that satellite on you, I got a satellite beam on you.
I'm gonna get right on your ass.
Well, I can't
see it. And I ain't seen your Billy go shit when he get over here in Texas.
You ain't seen nothing.
That motherfucker gonna starve over here.
Nothing.
And I ain't gonna eat no hay, none of this good grain, nothing. He can't eat shit over here.
He bring his resources with him. He bring them with him. He have everything he need when he leave home. Everything. You hear me?
He better. You better have enough in that trailer because he won't eat shit when he gets to Texas.
No, he better. He gonna eat some of that. He gonna eat some of that goat too out there. He gonna eat some of that goat. He gonna tell you to let it go. You say he a bit ago, but you gonna let it go when he gets to it.
Man, you know I got. Now I don't even call mine a bit ago. I call him a man goat. That motherfucker.
A man goat, man. Well, we gonna tell him one of them gonna be. One of them gonna be a man goat when he gets to.
That motherfucker's a man goat. And when he go out, that motherfucker, he
said,
oh, man.
Oh, man. How much? That wasn't all right. When the man gets through it, he's holler, I'm bad. So, when are we going to do something Friday or Saturday? What you going to do? We're going to do something Friday
night.
We're going to do something Friday night. We need to run right.
I'm going to use Friday. I'm hoping that I don't give a damn what night it is. If I can get down the track Thursday night, then me today is Thursday night.
Well, I ain't gonna be there Thursday night.
Let me say this right now while you're saying Thursday night, Tina. Right now we had to call off the rental for Thursday. A lot of people were saying the time that he was going to rent the track from 1 to 6, it was going to be kind of hot. It would kind of be more of a waste because most of them going to be running
well,
at night.
Well, you let me
so
rent the track by my goddamn self then. I don't need some motherfuckers to help me rent the track.
Okay,
you
so we'll call
him
tomorrow. Hey, we'll call him tomorrow and we'll see.
I don't need to help me rent nuts.
Yeah. Okay, well, call him.
I don't need no help.
He'll probably rent the individuals, and did do it, but some of the other people were trying to do a group thing that won the six. So a lot of them was hollering about the heat. So we'll call me tomorrow.
Well, we're going to have to run in the heat anyway. So what difference do it make?
Okay. Yeah, call me tomorrow, and we'll talk to him. He probably will do something in the daytime.
All right, but think I'm going to wait all night to race. They're going to be racing their goddamn
self. That's what I'm talking about. Well, when soon as the old Jack and T-Man go right up, we need to be right behind them. We're going to be right behind them. We need to be right behind them. And then when the old Jack whoop T-Man, I'm going to whoop you. I'm going to whoop you right behind them.
When the old Jack get his ass whoop, I'm going to whoop you, and then I'm going to turn around and whoop the old Jacks too.
I'm going to turn around and whoop T-Man when I get through with you. Y'all whoop me for Friday night.
I'm going to help you load up that back door.
I want you to load it up real quick. I want you to come back into the boat.
Huh?
I want you to do. I want you to try your luck again. I want you to load up, try your luck again.
We got to load it right now.
We got to run the shootout Saturday night.
Huh?
See, I knocked me off Friday night. We still got to run the shootout Saturday, see.
What shootout?
We got to try a shootout Saturday.
Oh, I didn't know nothing about it. You know I don't know nothing.
Well, you know now. So you get a chance to get hold to me again.
Well, that means I get to whoop you twice.
That's what I'm talking about. I hope that you have a good chance to whoop me. I mean, I hope that you do a good job, you know.
Well, my whole thing is right now, I got to get down the track. If I don't get down the track, I ain't going to whoop nobody. But I think we found the problem, so we're no Friday.
Okay. Well, I hope you get down the track.
I ain't lacking no motherfucking horsepower, I bet you that.
I ain't either. See, I ain't lacking no horsepower. I bet you I ain't lacking no motherfucking horsepower. I bet you I ain't either. I bet you I got as much horsepower as you. You got
anybody
else out there?
No, you think you got as much horsepower.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to show you you ain't got as much horsepower.
You gonna think I got that much horsepower when I get through with you?
Do what?
You gonna think I got some horsepower when I get through with you?
Oh, I ain't even worried about it. I ain't worried about all that bullshit. I ain't even worried about.
You know what? You're like Mike Tyson said. Everybody got a plan until they get hit.
Once somebody stained that ass, it's all over with.
Don't try to tell you what. I don't want you to do it.
I've been working at it, but hell, I've been behind the eight ball because I've been working so goddamn much. They said, like, now I should be testing, but I'm in Vegas.
Yeah, you sure need to get back there and test, man.
I'm parlaying right now. I can't do that. I'm trying to make that money right now. You got to get that money while they're putting it
out. I got you. I understand all that, but you need to take a little time out now.
I've been trying to do that. We just ain't had no. And then the little time we had, we tried it, and we couldn't get nothing to work right, so we're going to try it again.
Well, we're going to try it again, because I want somebody that's embarrassing that. That'd be on some all.
Well, we ain't going to let that. If we ain't right, we ain't going to be wrong. That's one thing about me. I ain't no damn fool. If I can't get down the track, what I'm going to race for? I can't get down nobody's track right now.
Well, I might not be able to get down the track.
Well, it ain't getting down the track. Well, I can't get past 60 foot.
Okay.
I ain't been able to get past the 60 foot. My car ain't went no further than 60 foot.
Turn that power off. Take some of that power out of it.
Yeah, we ain't got no power turned on yet. That's the problem.
No, that's right. Yeah, you did it right. You take some of the power out of it. Take a little power out of it. You put that
on track. What I'm saying, we ain't turning nothing on.
Oh, okay.
We ain't turning nothing on here.
That might be the problem. You might need to turn some on. You might need to turn some on. That's the problem. You got to put some power to it. You got to shock inside.
Hell, we decided that too. Decided to put, hell, then we have too much wheel speed.
Mm-hmm.
And we just go haywire then.
You know, how do you feel that?
But she show a snark at it. She'll show a snark at it, though. So we know she's ready.
You know how you feel that? You know how you feel that problem now?
What?
No, she's here, Nicole.
Well, no, we've already figured it out. We got Jeff
okay.
coming, goddamn. He the one to be at the car. Let him come down here and solve the problem.
Okay. There you go. You're getting down there. Let me know that nigga soon because you won't have no excuse, man.
I ain't trying to have no excuse. You know, I don't pay to have excuses. I really don't. I hate excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Excuses just like assholes. Everybody got one. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not paying to have an excuse, but I'm telling you, I know the real deal right now. I'm not no damn idiot. We ain't got past the 60-foot, so I can't say much.
So you can, so we can't log in?
Do what?
We can't log in a little something. Just log in something.
I mean, you know, I ain't going to lock in because, I mean, my stipulations are too steep right now.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like to lock in with no skips.
Hell, we don't skip. All you got to do is get another lane.
Well, I can't get another lane if I can't get past 60 foot now.
Yeah, I'm gonna, you know, we lock in, but you, I'm saying we lock in if you break or something like that.
What?
You know, if you really lock in, if you break, you put a brake clause in there. You put a brake stiff in there. Y'all
I ain't gonna break. I ain't even worried about the brake part.
You say y'all got to figure it out, man. Y'all got to figure it out, man. You're supposed to shoot if you're going down the track, man.
Well, we ain't got number one. We ain't got number one opportunity to figure it out. If we don't get it figured out by this weekend, we fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we ain't got no more chance.
If I get that Friday early enough, I go out, I'll come on there and make your car go down the track.
But if we don't get it by this Friday, if we ain't got no more chance. All we got to do is try to do what we can on the day that we can. So then
let me tell you something. When you Friday, when you go test your car, whatever you do, get your camera. I want you to film it from the front. I want you to film it from the rear. And I want you to put film the tire, with the back tire and the first.
I got that now. I got all that now. But when you don't get past 60 foot, then what?
That was talking to you. Let me know. Then let me see. Send me a field. Send me a copy of it.
If I can get past the 60 foot, I ain't worried about going to 330.
I got to do is show me what you're doing. Show me what's happening at the 330, and I guarantee I can call you and tell you what to do to make it go down the track. Whatever they're doing at the 60 foot, whatever you do, see if you blow the tire out, shake the tire or whatever. And you send me a film of it, let me see what it's doing. I'll call you and tell you what to do to your car. And you go down the track.
It's on the internet. All you
got
to do is go look at it.
But you ain't got the detail. I want you to film it. I want to see what the tire's doing at the 60 foot. I want you to make sure I'm doing at the 60 foot.
But that's
Tree Man and Peanut, Roy James said he ain't gonna be ready. So
And if he gets you to 330, all of them got to the 330. Where GTO was. I'm talking, you listening.
I got
what
a part two, but it ain't ready, though. But should it be ready, so I can't on your
I'm
ass.
I'm with your ass any day of the week.
Now,
what
now,
I'm telling you.
I ain't talking about my car, but I'm talking about what you said.
That's why I'm saying you can't talk on another man's car. But what I'm telling
yes,
you, you listen
yes,
to what
I
I'm saying.
Yes, I can.
Listen,
I'm his agent.
Listen to what
I'm
saying.
I'm his agent. They done signed the rights
well,
over
well,
there.
I don't give a damn about agents.
I got
let
it.
Me, let
I file out a bunch of people.
I don't give a damn about agents. I hate agents. They
I know, you hate agents. I'm like a lawyer.
Listen to me. Listen
I'm like a lawyer. You hate lawyers, too. You know,
hey,
like
a lawyer can't do nothing to me for goddamn tell me what I'm going to do the next move.
The marshal has
to listen to me when I'm talking
you
to you,
you hate
son.
Me, too.
We ain't here for
man. We ain't going to never hate you.
We ain't here
I ain't
going to
never hate you.
I know.
We ain't
going to
never hate
you. We're really cool.
You need to listen.
All right, but, you know,
right there,
I don't have no
conversation. You need to listen at the whole conversation.
Okay, so I'm listening now. What you got to say?
I said we've been having problems with my car, but I said I get past the 3:30, y'all ass is whooped. Now, Mark said that.
Wait a minute. I want to hear this real clear. I want her to put it on speakerphone. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
You can put it on any phone you want to, hell. You just heard me.
All right, now I'm ready.
If you're ready, tell them what I said.
Ready,
baby.
Peanut.
You ready?
Do you remember what you said?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
I don't. But that's why this we thank God for technology. We can replay this here so you can hear what you said.
But in one back, that's why it can replay thousands of times. It's still gonna say the same thing of what I see. I saw it. I said, ain't now son of a bitch safe with an ADRL car once I got them down my car. That's what I'm
see.
I don't give a damn what we run.
We don't run that no more.
Well, PDAL or ADAL or RDAL, it don't make me a fuck.
We got a race car. It don't matter what.
That's
what
all I'm saying. I got a pro mod, and I say, hey, now, Miss 5-3, tell me what I see. I say a noun for my sake.
He said a noun for my sake. Not no kind. He was kind of for my sake.
I say I got
safe.
A for my.
What you
going to
say? What you
going to
do? You don't want to raise? What you mean? You going to hit it with a hammer or something?
Ain't safe.
What you mean what you can't say?
Call it what you want to. I said what I said. And I mean
what
I
say. I
said
what I want to say.
And I got to back up what I say.
Lock it in. That way we know you're going to back it up.
I don't know what lock it in means. I never
I mean,
lock it in.
You put
you
your
ain't
money,
worry
your
about
money
that
in Tracer. I'm going to get my money to Tracer. Whoever don't race,
I ain't
going to get that money.
You ain't got to worry about me then. You would never race me.
Y'all going to race you?
No, you never race me with that lock it in shit. I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. I got you.
All right, Harley, we got another caller. We're going to see what this is. Hey, Sharon, go to that next. Somebody, hey, if you're not talking, mute your mic. And somebody got a lot of background noise. If you ain't talking, mute your mic. Sharon, go to that next caller. I've seen another hand go up.
Dylan,
hey,
your mic is up. Open.
Tracy, how you doing today?
What's going on? Who is this?
Mr. Fossey, he's still on the, he on listening.
Hold on.
Somebody got background noise.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
Hold on.
Who is it?
Hold on.
Tina, you know better.
That was me.
All right.
Who is this talking?
All right. Dillard.
Hello.
Dillard.
Go
who's
ahead.
This? Dillard.
Dillard. How you doing today?
No, Dillard.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I called you a couple of weeks ago, and I heard Mr. Fosby talking. I just called you to confirm that Big Daddy Warbucks will be there. So if he wants some action, I will come find him and take him over there. He said he don't. Everybody go. Everybody
five
go.
Five feet. You know that is, right? 5 feet. Big Daddy Warbucks. He got a promo.
Tracy, who is that?
That's Drexel. Drexel and them supposed to be bringing four cars. Oh, okay. Real Grudge Masters.
Okay.
Drexel said they're bringing four cars.
He ain't bringing four cars to show him. He said he's bringing four cars to run them.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with the truck then.
You can have the truck first. After you get through with the truck, you got to pack up and go home.
Okay. Well, then I'm talking, let's start with the truck then.
Drexel, your mic's open.
Hello.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Go ahead, 5 feet. Drexel.
Yeah, Mill.
We're going to start with the truck.
I'm on 55 right now, and I'm just going to pick one up.
Oh, okay. You're
going to
pick up your new car.
Yeah.
Okay. So you ain't bringing the truck?
No, I ain't bringing the truck.
Well, I want the slowest one. I want the weakest one first.
Shit, you got that one I'm going to pick up, the weakest one.
The what now?
The one I'm going to pick up about the weakest one.
About the weakest one, okay.
Yeah.
I want the brand new car first. You got a brand new car, 2013 or 2014. Fuel injected, 977 cubic motor. I want that. That's what I want. A brand new one with the fuel injected, with that motor, you know, that motor had on display at the races and stuff. It has your name on it. That big Sunday motor. I want the car that got that motor down here. That's the car I want. That's the first car I want right there.
Y'all want to lock in a little something?
I got to talk to Big Time, but I can lock in at 5 on 1500. Now, I'm glad they probably move up in front. Once I get my camera and get my head back on, my motor put on, I ain't got no oil pressure right now, but I'm supposed to have oil pressure by tomorrow night or the next night. But I can lock in at 5 on 15.
Dresser, what you say about that?
You can't do a little more than
15,
you got the money, man.
He said 5 on 1500 or better, because once we get there, it can always go up.
We'll do that. As a matter of fact, I'll run you next week at the in Montgomery. I'm going to come to your car and run you next week in my 67.
He's locking it in for World Cross National, right? We'll start last Friday night around about 9 o'clock.
Okay, now listen. Yeah. Drexel, I want you to pay attention, Drexel, what you locking in your new car. He said it's 20 to play up 13, 14, whatever it is, against 5 speed, 5 on 15 or better for Friday, July 4th at 9 o'clock. Heads up, 8 mile pro tree, flip a lane. Right, 5 feet?
Right.
Drexel, you understand that, Drexel? Drexel, you get that?
But I'm with you, man.
You okay. 5 on 1500, Drexel's new car against 5 feet, July the 4th. Heads up, 8 mile pro tree, track rules, in the lane, ready to go, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
You flip a lane when you get there. You flip a lane when you're ready.
Right. If you flip a lane, if you wanna, we call it what you do is you wanna kiss out a certain lane, and we'll flip for the lane, so we'll flip for the lane for you to kiss. So you make sure, and then that way, if you win, you pick the lane, you run out that lane when we run. You kiss that lane, I'll kiss another lane or whatever. We don't win lane trust. That lane we're gonna test the end, you test another lane or whatever, and then when we run, you run out the same lane that you test the end.
All right, that's cool.
That's cool. Okay, that's a lot. 5 feet versus Dressel new. What is that, 2012, 13, 14? What is that, Dressel?
Shit, I don't know when I get that tomorrow.
Brand new Camaro.
Brand new car.
Yeah, brand new car.
I want a brand new car.
All right, okay. 9 p.m., that's locked.
All right.
Okay.
That's locked there.
I got my two locked there, that's right.
I ain't got to run 2 minutes in about 10:30 there. That's right.
Yeah,
We're not getting two men.
I'm locked in
with
2 men at
10:30.
Yeah, you're locked in.
Let me finish 2 men. Now, if you still have a brake clause in there, if you brake running old jacks and I brake running bricks or what, then we still got a brake clause there. So I think we put a brake clause in there. You brake.
We can't race it with smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So if you break so running,
y'all both got break clock. 3 minutes, y'all got break clock. Y'all set for 10:30. So y'all both running around 9. If either one of y'all break, you can't make 10:30 call. If no, lose no money.
Right.
3 minutes, you agreeing, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They both got break clock.
Right.
Okay.
But if both ready to go, we gotta be on the line at 10:30.
Yeah.
That's right. I have to run
5 feet.
Yeah.
You talk with nobody else from Texas gonna step up?
No, I didn't make one nobody else step up. I told y'all back a while back now. If y'all remember, I told y'all a while back, I don't care who it is, I'll run anything on in Texas. You know,
I'm sorry, hold on,
because his car really ain't officially no class car or good car. Because it's a brand new car.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I want to run another black Camaro that he's been running any hell with. I really tried a truck, but he said he don't have a truck yet. Because I ain't never seen a truck running them a grill, but he's had a bread grill.
So that's why I see the truck.
Huh?
Yeah, I know that. That truck did want Purple Rain, but I don't know what's going to happen. That truck did want Purple Rain, but...
He didn't run the truck more than anything, see? So that's why I said they did want
Purple Rain again, so I don't know where that went, but they did want to get Axe back in Purple Rain, but Drexel said he might not bring it, so I don't know.
He didn't bring it, because when I put that new car, he don't want to try to have something that's proven, see? That new car ain't proven yet, you know? So, like I said, it could be a good car, it could be a class car. So I want to get it ride brand new. You know, I want to get a ride brand new ride before he make it a class car. You know, if he's gonna be a good car, it's gonna be a good car. You know, so you can't say it. You can't nobody say it, whether he's a Napa car. He ain't never ran it, so it could officially be a good car.
Yeah.
So I lock in with that car then. That's why I said it's a brand new car. I want some new meat. That's what I'm looking at.
New meat.
I want some new tail. That'd be some new tail. I'm going to give me some new tail now, goddamn. Brand new tail. General Hot Tail. I'm going to give him brand new General Hot Tail. General Hot and Drixel. They'll have a General Hot and Drixel. Already now all over. Why don't you know I'll be a baby? I'm going to show y'all something when I come to Texas. Y'all, I'm sitting here talking, I ain't got no oil pressure. I'm talking this bad, and I ain't got no oil pressure. I'm sitting here with one head on it. I just put one head on the motor. They got to send me the wrong timing belt. So I'm waiting on the timing belt to get him to put the timing belt on so I can degree the cam and put the other head on and put the oil pan and stuff, put it back together. And she crank up Friday night and sound like she's supposed to crank up, Ooh, yeah. I'm kind of calm tonight. See, I'm calm because I'm praying that, you know, everything go well when I get my motor back together. I broke a timing belt about 2 weeks, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Booger County building, messed up all the valves and rocker arms and push rods and stuff. I just about got everything here except for another timing belt. I got to get the right time, right size timing belt. The belt too slack. But when I get that coming on, I'm going to mess. I try to do the, y'all going to be in trouble. Y'all in trouble here. Y'all in trouble. Texas going to be in trouble. Y'all
going to
be
in trouble. Five speed. Gather some more of them dudes and bring them down here with you. I'm going to try all of them.
Oh, I'm going to get something out there.
I'm locking in right now.
You 15,
25
dollars
of lead grunt, money, but Treatment, you ain't trying to force me to call Mike here to lock him in now, are you?
So
man, if that man won't lock in, man, I'll lock that man in. Like I say, any car down the automatic four motor, there ain't no goddamn ADR in. With the grunt stuff, I don't give a damn they bring Tim down. I'll lock Tim in tonight.
Get nephew.
He'll get.
see what Nephew got to say. Nephew was talking all that. Hey. Hold on, we're going to see. Hello. I'm listening to you. Who's that?
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number or code and try again.
El número o código que usted ha marcado es incorrecto. Por favor, verifique el número o código y intente de nuevo.
Message 7. Switch 4, 2, 6. The number or code you have dialed is incorrect.
Who was that?
He didn't answer.
Hold on, 5 feet. What? Hold on. Who's that?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Hold on, nephew. The number I have for nephew isn't a good number.
Okay, hold on, I'm going to get him. Hey. I tell you what, 5 feet, call Mike.
Get tight, man.
Call tight, man. Definitely got nephew.
Okay, yeah. I'll call tight, man. Let me open up. I've got one hand up. Let me open up the mic and then I'll call tight, man. Kid Racing, your mic is open.
What's going on?
You need to take your phone off speaker.
Go ahead, Kid Racing. Who was that? Kid Racing. Two 214-5663. Kid Racing. Maybe don't want to talk. Maybe just listen. Okay, we're going to try to get a tight man on here. Hey, mute your mic. If you're not talking, mute your mic. I hear somebody tell me to open the door. Mute your mic. Drexel, mute your mic. Huh? Let me go back and mute. Hold on, try to get there, man. Let's see. I tell you what, I don't know who's got a back
tight
ass is ready. Tight man.
Go ahead, Mr. Thomas. Yes, sir.
What's going on with you?
I'm taking it easy. What's going on?
Man, they couldn't get Stone Cold. Tree Man on here saying, Tree Man said to hell with it. Nephew got that same 1-1, and we didn't have a good number for nephew, and I know you can get nephew on that phone. Tree Man say he want to cut the dread. He want to cut the dread off nephew head.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Get nephew on there.
All right.
We're gonna see if nephew still talking or talk or what.
Big Jackie, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's up, Jackie? What's going on? What you know, man? What you up to?
Man, me and my boss dog on the phone tonight. So, you know, I decided to do it nationally. I wanted to do it on Byron's show on Monday, but he couldn't seem to hold his horses, so he wanted to lock it in tonight. So if you can get Eddie Cat on the telephone, tell him to call me now. I want to talk to him.
Oh, we'll get Atticat on here. Hold on, she's trying to get Nephew on. Hey, Sharon, call. Get Atticat. Atticat, be on there, push the one button. If you're not trying to get Atticat on here.
He should be on the show.
Atticat usually be on here. I don't see him right now. He usually get on here, though.
He's probably behind somebody's yard. Attic can come out of there.
He might.
Come out the attic,
yeah,
back at you. You're on somebody's phone, push one button, have them push one button, and now she's going to try to call you.
Come out the alley, alley cat.
Yes, we'll see. You're looking to go on a battle. Man, I'm still nursing right now, man. But you know, I hope to be all right soon. I'm hoping to be all right soon. I'm nursing right now.
I understand that. You got 2 weeks to nurse for the life.
Yeah, you know how it go. I should be out. But you know how it go. I mean, you know, it's what it is, man. I'm old school, no wine before it's time, you understand me? I'm old school, you know.
I hear you about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got, Alec has been texting me all day, and I've been waiting for him to call me on
hey.
The show.
Hey.
Hey, yeah.
It's Alec Cat. What's up?
What's up, Buster Luke? Since we couldn't lock it in the last time because you was afraid to be on the freeway because you said the car's going 65, I figure I'll lock you in now. Is it possible we can lock in for the 4th or the 12th? You pick your date.
Let's lock in for July 12th at Kennedale, 500 on 15 or better.
Bet. Run before 9 o'clock. Pro truth.
No, we're going to run before 8 o'clock. Be in the lanes at 8 o'clock, and we're going to flip for the lane.
It ain't even dark yet.
You don't want to wait until it gets a little lighter? I want to go 9 o'clock, Alex. I know an hour is going to hurt you. Be in the lane by 9. That ain't going to hurt you.
Okay. Ain't no problem.
He runs his grudge thing from 9 to 12.
Okay. 9 o'clock. Flip for the lane.
Flip for the lane, 5 on 1600 or better.
Right.
We running your car, the 70 model Camaro.
Yep. And I'm running Travis' car. With all the skulls on it, right?
Yes, sir. No
okay.
Trickery. All right, we locked. I like it.
Hold up.
Okay.
And once I blast y'all ass, I want my hamburger and my Coke also now. Hold up. I want my Coke now and
you,
my soda
water.
You right. Okay.
You goddamn right.
All right, well, that's the best. It's locked in.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Tracy, you can have your show back. Hey, Alex, by the way, I want to tell you something, okay? If you make a good shake down in San Antonio, don't think we won't be sitting beside you asking for that date, too. I don't want the belt on that day. I want your pocket. You can keep the belt on that day.
Well, the only thing I'm going to tell you, your ass better not show up.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
We'll see you in San Antonio.
Travis Carr better not show up.
I'm a pull it. That's why I make sure to check up.
Is Tracy on here? Is Atomic Dog on here? His ass better not show up.
Yeah.
I'm going to lock his ass in right now, too.
I know. You done got it all impersonated. Come to pass.
Hold up, man.
Hold on, Tracy.
You wrong as hell for number one. Are you mailing me with all that stuttering or what?
Hold on. Let me say. Say what you're going to say, and then I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
I did. All of a sudden, now, your ass want to stutter.
Hold on, watch this. Let me make 3 goddamn passes and
I'll
get
down. Oh, goddamn, man.
Hold on, man. Watch this. You were trying to get locked in a few weeks ago. You said you was on the jack stand. That you was
hey, man.
Hold on.
Why you going to come to a grudge event testing, dude?
Now. Hold on. Hey, look, dude. I'll say 3 passes. I don't know how to get them goddamn 3 photo show. If I get him a 4-4, you the first motherfucker I'm
talking.
And what the hell are you talking about? I didn't say when
Tracy,
I was going to get him.
Why you
going to
come to a grudge race testing?
There you go again. Did I say that I'm going to test at the grudge now? I'm going to be testing. My fingers crossed now because I should have been testing. God damn it, within the last month, but it ain't happened. You know how
man,
that
I want to lock in. I want to lock in with your ass right now. I ain't trying to see all that shit.
What you talking about? Watch this. When your punk
okay,
well,
y'all have a nice night.
You was on the jack stand. You want to lock in. So let me get this something down the track. I promise you, your ass don't get locked in.
Now you don't come on here jumping on. Don't come on here beating on your goddamn chest. Goddamn, when you were trying to get locked in 4 weeks ago, you ought to use on the damn jack then. You couldn't do nothing. And you know damn well I still didn't make it out this weekend. You done heard it. Now he didn't make it out. You were bringing your fuck ass on there talking about something. You wait. No sooner I get me three goddamn pants, I'm locking your fuck ass in, partner.
All right, man. Y'all
right,
have a nice
okay.
night.
You know,
y'all keep it grudging,
hey,
man.
Hey, watch
it, all right, bro.
I appreciate you, cat.
Okay,
hey, come on
with that weak shit with me.
Batman,
go ahead.
If you heard that, we locked in for your show, Batman.
Pee-wee, your mic is open.
Hey.
Pee-wee,
what's
Tracy,
going on?
Can you, hold on, can you see the screen? If
hello?
You can see the screen, open
yeah,
it.
I see
okay,
it.
It's open. Okay, it's open.
Hello. What's up, Pee-wee? Somebody got
hello.
A lot of noise.
Talk
somebody.
It out.
What's that?
Talk
what's
it
that?
Out.
I hear you. I go ahead.
I got nephew on the phone.
Well, hold on, Pee Wee. Hold on, Pee Wee. Nephew.
What
boy, they told me that you were
they
licking your
you.
Damn. Hold on. You were licking your chop and shaking your head like you was a bad man in Florida. Now the man said the way you were licking your chop, he said you got that same damn thing. Get your ass up here to the World Road now if you got the same thing. Treat me and holler at the man. He on here.
You know I already said it here. He comes out here and get the 1-1. I get to him on Saturday.
Nephew, let's the train break button go. Let the train break button go.
I don't know. Had a good race. I mean, shit. I think I got lucky in Florida.
So, nephew, what kind of spot do you think you need?
Hell, he got away. He ought to take the same damn thing, Simon. He got away. I'm not going to let him get away with the East Coast shit. This man is going to say he got the 1-1, and he turned the light on. He said the man never caught him.
Yeah, Tyco, you know, I'm trying to go.
But anyway, been on this railroad. Ain't got no small tie action out there.
Who you looking for?
I'm looking for any grudge car, stock suspension, or ladder bar car, man. Nitrous. That's what I'm looking for. Any of that.
Hey,
small block of
hey, hold on. 10 phone number on here. You take the phone number. 10
phone number. Rushing glass, man. They be in the bushes, dog. Maybe they want to come out now. They've been in the motherfucking bushes for all year, damn near. Just like Glass, man. He's been in the bushes, too.
He's mad. You wipe that car, something.
They want to be, Glass, man, want to be my friend. And they want to race with me. Truck when he leading the track, he come out of there talking shit, and after I talked back to him, I made his motherfucking ass go back in that RV, back inside that motherfucking window. I ain't seen him since. Talking that shit about he got something for me too now. I know all that shit he got right now, got the back tie for life. All that shit he running, got the back tie for life.
Wait a minute, I know somebody. You on 28. I think they on 29. You want them on 29 or 28?
It don't matter. 28, 29. Should they run that shit together sometime?
I'm going to ask you this, and you tell me. How Gadget look to you?
I ain't seen Gadget. I ain't never really seen Gadget car in my life. I hear about Gadget. And I think I may seen a clip of Gadget, but I never seen Gadget person on the track with my own 2 hours of nuts, so I don't know much about Gadget. I know he's a back half car.
They throw that kid in the way.
I know he's a back half car, Tommy Dog. Back half, not all of them. I try some of them, the ones I want to try. He's not even really in my class. He got a back half car.
Hey, well, I tell you what. Hey, wait a minute. You on
29,
right?
You
on
29 or 28? I might be on either or, Tommy, dog.
Hold on. Ground and Pound. Hey, Sharon, call Ground and Pound. I think Ground and Pound on 28 or 29. They coming down here from Michigan. Ground and Pound. Can you get them, one of them boys Ground and Pound on?
Where is the Tommy dog?
Yeah.
Could you please announce that the top sportsman champ is on your phone?
Oh, he on his phone call. Stone Cold, you on him?
Yeah, I'm on. Stone Cold,
the reigning top sportsman 2013. Three men.
Take your daughter with you.
Three men.
You don't do that. You want that race in Houston, man? You want that same race in Houston, Stone Cold?
Not Houston, right? In San Antonio.
I mean, in San Antonio.
Man, I don't even know if I'm going to make it, man. Cause my son come in town, man, and got a lot of shit going on with him with that basketball stuff.
Oh,
sir. So I don't even know if I'm going to make it.
Well.
I give him 60 days out of the year. And they cut it down to 30 days, so,
shit, bring him with you.
Nah, he got AAU basketball, man. He got basketball through the whole month of July.
Shit, bring him down here. We'll set him up a goal at the track.
Set him up a goal at the track.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll be something nice. That'll be something nice.
We'll let him hang out with Slim Thug. Slim Thug pretty tall. He might go a few rounds with him on
that
old
court
shit.
Oh, I hear.
Nephew,
where you at, man? You popping on the way over here, man?
I don't do no goddamn gun bumping. I put my goddamn car in my money where my mouth is. I don't do no goddamn gun bumping. I ain't finna beat somebody up and add all this. I ain't finna do none of that. But I tell you what, like I say, I give you that race, and I give you that race in Texas. But don't call me next month. I'm gonna come to Alabama. I'm gonna come to Florida. I'll tell you, I'll give you that race in Texas.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you can make
you
it, drive. Let me know.
You're driving, right?
I'm driving. Yes, sir.
Oh,
and get what? I'm gonna do you one better. I'm gonna put the helmet on backwards.
Yeah, you know I'm driving. That's a good one, there. That's a good one, there, man.
Hey, he just ain't been dry, but he know I drive.
Yeah. But no, man, you know, seriously, though, man, my son coming in town, though, seriously, I already got everything scheduled, so, I would love to be out there. I ain't think he was going to come July, you know, I thought he was coming last month, that's why, you know, we were going to come on July, but, you know.
Hey, Stone Cold, you can send your car, your driver coming. Your tune are coming. You can wish him well, man.
Oh, yeah.
Your tune are already coming. And you know if your tune are coming, nephew already going to come. So you can wish him well and tell him, go get your ass whooped this time, nephew.
Tell me, dog, you got to come. It's in the car.
Huh? Send the car, that's what I'm telling him.
Yeah, send the car, man. He ain't got to come. He can come see his family.
Hey, I understand he got to do what he got to do with his son, but he can send his money and his car because his tuna is already coming. His tuna and drive already coming.
Yeah, so he can send the money in the car.
I can see nephew licking his lips now.
I like that ducking, man.
You already know it.
So you already know it, nephew.
Shit, it don't take all that to think about that. Shit, I mean,
any investment you got, it take a minute before you think about it. It's any investment that if you invest, so you know, you can't be quick to jump the gun. You got to, you know. Make sure everything got down, you know what I'm saying? Everything is on the same page. Everybody on the same page, you know?
Hey, I tried to get you right with the old red car we got. Shit, that old red car, like you, we run your head up with that one.
Yeah.
You ain't lying, Tree Man.
And I give you the one and one with mine. But yeah, with the red one, we'll run your head up.
That's a good head up race for red.
Hmm.
But is it a good head up race for us? Might be a good one.
Check
it
out. Check
it
out. Say Stone. I'm gonna do you one better. It's gonna be the same man. The same man. Y'all say slept real bad. He gonna be sitting in the red. Y'all get a chance to get him again.
What you gonna get some goddamn?
He get a chance to get some get back.
Yeah.
Oh, when I pull up, we'll talk about it, Stone.
All right, that'll work.
God damn it, I ain't scared no goddamn about it.
Tight man
gonna help me drive. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Oh yeah.
Tight man. Yeah, you know that, nephew. Yeah. That's hands down.
We'll talk about it when I pull up.
Alright, what's up about when you pull up?
I got you. Okay, just
Believe me, I know you want to get back, but it ain't gonna be what you want. But you're still gonna get to get back.
Yes, he wants to get back, so you know. Or you can get one head up, or you get another top sportsman head up.
Yeah, we'll see.
So you got action to get two races right now. You got action to get two of us.
I really can't, because I ain't, you know, like I said, I'm not planning on being there, so I can't really lock nothing there. You know what I'm saying?
She was up
with my crew.
Yeah.
My plan was to come anyway. You know what I'm saying? I already had on start putting to the side for that shit. My plan was to come anyway. And just give y'all guys some support. But you know, let me come first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand why, you know, yeah. You know how I go, But shit, since you're driving your tuner coming and you can't make it, you can give them an envelope and wish them well. You know.
Hey, check this out right here though. I tried to get Mike to take the car to Jackson. He wouldn't do that. So now how you think we're going to twist his ass to take the car to Texas?
Shit, guess what? Hey, you got to work on it, man. You got to work on it, you know. Shit.
Man, come on, man. Mike, you're like a goddamn bull that won't come go lead the pastor when he in the pastor with number female. He's stubborn as a motherfucker.
Wait, well, you know what? Mike need to bring his tape on. Mike hadn't brought a car to Texas to now one of these Grewers races in the last 4 years we've been coming out that way. So it will look good for Mike to come out here, you know, bring a car out here. And we know Mike is the head man on your car and him and nephew, buddy. It will look good for Mike to bring that car in and let nephew go in the battle out here. Nephew ain't even came out here and ran no car in Texas at all. So it would be a good thing. Because y'all showing Texas support also, you know what I mean? Because guys have come out to the half the hook. You know, half came East Coast, you know, whether it was Georgia or half the hook.
You got to understand it now. I understand what you're saying, but you got to look at it. I don't promote shows. I'm not a promoter, so, you know, you're not supporting me.
I know what you said.
I'm just saying, you support me, though. You're not supporting me because I don't throw no show. Now, if I throw a show, y'all come to it, I owe y'all one.
I definitely feel you, but you said Mike. You said what Mike,
I said Mike wouldn't take the car to Jackson, so how hard are you going to think for me to take the car to Texas? Jackson
Member
2 hours away, tell me, dog.
I know, but watch this. We already know Mike will fly. Tight man and nephew say they're driving, so see that ain't changed how Mike gonna get here.
I think Mike here production gonna represent if Mike here production.
I'm just saying, Mike. It'll look good for Mike to come out here, you know, bring a car out here. It'll look good because
I'm pretty sure Mike here production got some up his sleeve. Believe me not. He got some up his sleeve if he coming out there.
We know he's coming to tune on the 3M truck. We definitely know that because 3M is a part of the World Brewers National. But we talking about just Mike, you know, we know the nephew got need Mike and Mike is your main man. We understand that Mike is coming. This will give Mike a good opportunity to say, we brought a car out there, you know, and nephew coming. If we understand, you might not make it, but, you know, you can send that envelope and you wish them well and let nephew and Mike do their thing. They got a tight man to help them, you know. So They gonna be, yeah, East Coast folks coming, so y'all gonna be all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But still, though, man, you know, like I say, you know, if he coming, goddamn, he's gonna be all right. He got a surprise for y'all when he get there. I don't know what the surprise is, but he definitely got a surprise.
Well, we know he's coming with the three, Melvin, and with the three on truck. We already definitely know that. We know that Melvin's a part of World Brewers National, and we know Mike tunes, so we know Mike is going to fly out here because he tuned on the Silver Bullet. We do know that, but we know Mike is, and Mike, you, and his nephew, we know y'all are trio with that Stone Cold with your car. And we understand you might not come because of your family thing, and that's understand. We also know you can seal that damn envelope up and hand it to goddamn Mike and say, y'all go get him. And nephew's still going to be licking his chops because nephew's saying he's pumping his chest now. See? We just like to see that happen out here, you know what I mean? It happened out there on the east. When Treatment, it happened out there, so... It would be good for y'all to come, you know, if it can come out here and let it happen out here. So that's all, you know.
Yeah. That'd be good, though. I don't think I can do try to work on it.
Okay. Okay, all we can do is try to work on it, man, see what happens. Nephew. Go on over and see him, nephew. And lick your chops. Let him see you licking your chops.
You need to bring his ass on, man, because they brought you pulled up, man. You bring your ass on, nephew.
All right, man, passing the hole.
Passing what?
The hole.
Yeah. All right, man, we got another call. Hey, nephew, y'all let me know something.
All right, y'all be easy.
Okay, Pee-wee was on it. Sharon, I think he had Pee-wee. Pee-wee hand was up, right?
It was, but he took it back down. Pee-wee, put your hand back up. Pee-wee, your mic is open.
Is it open?
What's happening? What's happening, Pee-wee?
Hey, man, it's the second time I call again, didn't it?
Yeah, what's going on?
Shit, I'm ready. That boy called me again. I'm going to tell you something. You know, he don't know who he messed with. Money, honey. The car that he running is money, honey. And I
money,
do it self-proof. That's my car. I'm hunting money. Anywhere I can get it.
I think he on you.
Let's put him up on that because I'm going to tell him something. I think I need to preach that boy a sermon. I need to tell him something because, see, he's fooling with grown folk. And hey, you might not hear back from me no more. You're just going to see me. Because just like I said, I'm going to come out of nowhere. So put him on and get him on and tell him push one.
Push one, buddy Tinker.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about me. My hand was ready.
My nigga, you got me covered. What
Tinker,
I need?
Your mic.
Pee-wee, what's going on, Pee-wee?
He didn't push the one, but your mic covered.
How you doing, Mr. Pee-wee?
You know what? I'm going to preach you a little sermon today. You know what I'm saying in the racing game? I want you to listen to everybody else. I want them to listen to, because it's for real. You know what I'm saying? Man, I couldn't believe I looked at your car. I really ain't paid him much attention. You down there trying to rape these little old boy with them street car with. Come on, man. I feel sorry for that. You know what? Don't y'all worry about it. I'm running. And you running money, honey. I do earn money, and I run for food stamps. If you know anybody with a long stock car, you know, I go with y'all to get my meat. You know what I'm saying? I run for anything there because I got grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and shit, a whole lot of mouth. We're going to eat anyway. And if you come in my camp, I guarantee you, you'll get a piece of bread. I promise you that. Can't nobody tell y'all want. But I do want to run you. Because you run around raping these children.
Anyway, Daddy, ain't you trying to have it ready for the World Brothers National?
You know what, man? I heard some good news. I got up. I got on the highway. I went out on the road. I'm going to go check, see what this man is doing. And so
you get on this show, and you ain't got no offense to what you're saying. Is that what you're saying,
Pee-wee? Let me tell you
what. You get on this show,
that you ain't got no oil pressure, what you telling me, right?
No, 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 no. Listen to me real good now. You need to listen. I got good news there. I was going down the highway, going down 290. I said, this man ain't done shit. My shit been up here for a damn year, 6 months. You know what I'm saying? I said, I hope I heard some good news. Because I won't get right on his ass.
These people are here trying to lock something, man. You can go with bullshit and taking up time, man. Let these people lock something. You ain't talking about
nothing. No. Hey, nigga, you think, oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. See, you finna make me mad, boy. You finna make me go off. But the thing of it is,
yeah,
I want
to
put messages out for you. Get your food stamp buddy together, because we ain't going to run. And we ain't going to run for nothing but just something to teach the next person, man. That's all we're going to do. Have fun, but I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'm going to teach you a lesson. I got to teach you that. I don't care about nothing, no money.
Hey, Stewie,
you going to have your car running for the grudge and national? You going to have it ready?
Joe, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you one thing. You ought to know me. That, like I say, I don't need nobody else to know nothing about me. That son of a gun will be running for Friday. Hey, you better not talk to motherfucking liar. I got good news this morning. I got good news. I told you I'm going to preach a sermon to you. I got good news. And my grilling just pumping. You know what, man? Y'all got it twisted. You know what I'm saying? If you know what, I'm from the old school. 1 minute
you know what you mean
if
you got good news? You going down 290 and that machine is still, that motor going to be ready?
Do what, sir?
I got what you're saying about, you said something about, you got good news and your shit been parked over in that machine shop for 6 goddamn months and that machine still, you're going to have you some goddamn oil pressure, so I can understand how you feel.
Man, and you know what? That made me feel so good. My heart been pumping fast.
I don't know. You ain't got to tell me. But I keep
and
that damn heart. I know what you mean.
Look.
Go ahead, though.
Tracy, you stop me doing what I'm doing to listen to this bullshit, man.
No.
Kevin, you have me running to the motherfucking phone like you got something on your mind or something.
Lock them in, Pee-wee, whatever your name. Lock them in.
Yeah. But they going to see that car, and I'm going to tell you what. Just like I said, when I meant what I said, hey, man, keep it simple. I'm an old school dude, man, but I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
I ain't going to spend near the money, but you know what? I'm going to have to thank
you,
motherfucker.
Hey, you must be saying you're on another fucking show or something.
What? No. You popped off. You called me. And see, when you out of place and you food, this is how your mom and them tell you, go on, get out of grown folk face. See, that's what you should do. You're up in grown folk face. And I told you, boy, when you get in good, because they lying to tell you anything to do, and you're a child. Come on, man. Quit raping these people trying with that old pro-mod ass car you got. I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. I got a street car, and I ain't going to back up. Now, I thought, see, you took on somebody your own goddamn car.
Hey, D-Wee.
Huh?
If you got oil pressure, I'll lock him in for you then, because what he's trying to say, he wants you to lock in. He don't want you to be talking about it, but you from old school, so you might not want to lock that in, you know. But I'll lock it in for you, though, if you're going to have oil pressure, if you can raise it.
I tell you what, I don't know who this feels on the other line, but if you want my telephone number, and I tell you what, when that oil pressure gets there, it's going to be there. It's already there. I told you I had some good news. And when he said that's
what
I'm going to work all
for
night.
Y'all get to negotiate on the raises, I'm going to lock him in for you. Y'all talk about negotiating how y'all going to do it, I'm going to lock him in for you. I'm going to put the lock-up money for this bush nail so you can race it.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, man, let me tell you that. I don't want to interfere with nobody else's money. You know what I mean? But if you want, but I'm going to run him. Whoever you is, I don't know you or whoever, but I'm real. And I'm going to run him. So you do what you want to do. I didn't twist your arm and tell you to do it. You know what I mean? Because just like I said, I run for food stamp, long star card. You know anything, because we all got to eat. You know what I'm saying? And if you think I'm lying, when you get up in the morning, you go straight to the icebox, don't you? Looking in there, see what's in there, don't you? Come on, man. Let's talk.
I got plenty of food stamps. I got about $2,500 of food stamps. I'll run for all that.
See what I'm saying? See, people run for that. Yeah. I'm trying to make a dollar anywhere I can get it, but I ain't going to try to rape nobody now. I'm not going to mistreat you and just take your money like that. And I just don't like when some of the race guys get out there, man. Come on, man. Give the man a chance. Give him. Because I'm a type of guy like that. If I feel like, you know what, man, I know I can beat him, but I'm going to do this and do that. Give it a day. Be fair about it. If you be fair about it, you always win, man. I've been racing for a long time. I win all the time because I'm fair.
What you saying, Tinker wasn't fair?
What you mean? No, he ain't fair. He's no better, Tracy. You know, for that boy to pick on that boy was stupid enough to get on that and do what he did, but still, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man, let's be real now. Keep it simple. If you keep it simple,
Pee-wee,
stop all that
conflict. Sound like you kind of upset about something, man.
I what?
Sound like you a little upset about something.
I'm going to get you, man. I got some puss, boy. I'm going to have some oil puss you got damn in the morning. No, I ain't going to tell no lie. What's today? Tuesday. I bet your ass you better not make that motherfucking phone call in the morning. I have that motherfucker in. I ain't got to get up and go nowhere. You know what
Tracy,
I'm saying? I got plenty. And
Tracy,
I love
you. Get up in the morning, call me, man, so we call that motherfucker, man.
Y'all call me. Y'all will call me every morning. I'm out there working the day I pour concrete. See, I'm a working man. I'm always doing something. You call me playing with these old raggedy ass stars. You can get some acting over here, and I'm going to tell you that now.
All right, see, we're going to go to bed, man. Because we ain't getting nowhere, man. We ain't getting nowhere.
No, but we're going to rock. What you want to rock, man?
We'll talk tomorrow, man. It's getting late,
huh?
It's getting late, man. We'll talk tomorrow, man.
Not that one, though, because you're going to get a race, you ain't going to get out of here.
I'm going to put my Lone Star card up, and it, you know.
Okay, that's cool. If it's enough of it on there, that's cool. I love for food. Shit, I'm telling you, man.
Pee-wee, my line is ready. Try to negotiate on that race yet?
Yeah, I told him I run for that food stamp card he got. I run for food. You're a fool if you don't run for food because you're going to buy it anyway. You don't have to worry about it anyhow. Yeah, I run
okay,
for food.
Okay, Pee-wee.
Yes, sir.
But in the meantime, Pee-wee, I got to get off this line, man. I got to. Saying I need to take around here, man, because we're not getting nowhere on this phone.
He said he's going to get it ready, so take it here. Give him a few days. He needs a couple of days to get it ready, so.
Okay, you go ahead and get it ready.
Right.
You know Tracy's number. Don't Tracy, give me your number. Give me your number.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pee-wee.
What?
Whenever you get it ready, call Tracy, okay? You ain't got to call me.
No,
call
no,
Tracy,
no, no.
And Tracy goes on the phone.
No. He ain't got to get nothing. I'm, I know your number because you called him begging not long ago.
Nah, because we're going to be talking like we're doing that. Just ain't getting nowhere.
Yeah, we're going to get somewhere because you're going to get in the next lane. We're going to get somewhere. All I need you to get in the next motherfucking lane. So sit over this phone. I really don't even talk on no phone. But you know what? I tell you what, now make it.
I can't tell you don't talk on the phone, Pee-wee.
No, I just don't play. And then I sure don't play with kids. So I'm going to be straight up direct with you. And that's just the way it
like
is. Huh? You know, that's just who I am. I don't mistreat nobody. Best person in the world, but you can't get sideways with
Pee-wee,
me.
Pee-wee, why
now,
you continue
man.
Talking, Pee-wee? Pee, why you keep talking? Let's talk about something else. Man,
you
ain't getting nowhere. Your car ain't ready. Your car ain't ready. Let's talk when your car get ready, Pee-wee. Please, Pee-wee. Can we talk about something else?
What, I don't want to hear your complaint.
Let's talk about Juneteenth or something. Let's talk about Juneteenth or something, man. You ain't talking about nothing, Pee-wee. Your car ain't ready. Keep down pressure.
Man, let me tell you something. I ain't never had no motherfucking parade car. Talk car go. I ain't never had no parade car.
Let's talk about anything, man.
I ain't got no parade car. I got a real car, street too, plush interior,
okay.
Everything. You can pick off somebody your own side. I got a street car,
okay,
and I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining about nothing. I'm gonna get you, boy. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you.
In the meantime, we talk about something else,
you talk too much. I'm gonna get you.
Man,
you know
you
what I'm saying?
The whole 30 minutes, Wallace. You been talking 30 minutes, man. You
won't stop.
And you ain't talking about nothing.
See, you ask too many questions. I'm already told I ain't going to keep repeating myself.
And just tell me when you think your car might be ready.
This time you're talking to shit on this telephone about this time tomorrow. I promise you.
So your car be ready tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to tell you that and I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay, so you want to lock something Saturday? You bad motherfucker. And I tell you what, let's lock something for Friday night. You bad motherfucker.
I'm a working man. That ain't no problem.
I don't want to talk to your goddamn boss. I'll get y'all. Let me talk to your goddamn boss, man. I'll get y'all.
I tell you what, I work on it.
I bet
y'all
get you off.
I drive it. I know it.
I don't even know goddamn what you do to it. I want to lock your bad ass Friday. That's what I'm talking about, you scary motherfucker.
I'm gonna run you out, and I ain't just talking no shit either.
You scary motherfucker. You scary. You scary.
You just grow balls. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of proud of you to go down through that, but if you pay attention, you could have done better, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to put you in that
Tracy, mute this mic, Tracy. Mute this mic, man, please.
Anybody can run down that track by themselves. That's good.
Pee-wee,
you ain't got no pressure on your ass. That's what your problem is. I don't put pressure on you.
Can we talk about
when
something else, man?
I put that pressure on you. When I pop the goddamn top, water's gonna go everywhere. So
Pee-wee,
you better think about it. You ain't been on no pressure.
Man, this dude, you must have consumed something.
Hell, if I have been drinking, it ain't your goddamn business up. Whatever I've been doing. When you call me messing with me, I say what I want to say. Drunk or sober. That's who I am. If you want to know who I am, that's who I am.
Hey, mute it, Mike. Goddamn, man. What are you doing over there?
No.
Mute it, goddamn,
Mike. But you know what?
Can you mute it, Mike? Please.
The man said you done called him the last 2-3 days, you done pissed him off.
He ain't pissed off.
I'm so mad. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna tell you something. Luckily, I ain't got high blood pressure at my age. But I'm gonna tell you one damn thing. I'm not gonna let you give me no high blood pressure. Get in the next lane. I'm telling
you.
You
better get off this motherfucking show then.
Get in the next lane, man.
I'm ready.
Yeah, get in the next lane.
I'm gonna give you both of them after I leave.
When I told you about that pecan tree, I'm going to chop that tree down just like I did my pecan tree the other week when you first called me. See what I'm saying? Don't think you're bluffing me. You got the race, Tinker. You do.
That's it. We got another hand up before we get out of here. We got any more hands up?
Hey, y'all ain't gonna want me back on here no more, but I've talked the whole show for y'all. Yeah. All that talk. I'm talking crazy. This stuff is bullshit, man. You know how I am. I'm straight up. When
King
you
up,
see
King
me,
up, they ain't got shit on him.
Yeah, I tell it like it is, though. It's for real, though, man. It ain't all that old stuff, but
I know you're gonna get him. He think he ain't gonna race him. I know he's gonna get him. Yeah, you think he ain't gonna race him. I'm gonna tell him. Hey, I'm gonna tell him. Don't 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 tell
Don't get it, man.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to get it. Just bring them goddamn boots out.
And they've
got to be activated. So someone call me and write down on the computer. They got to be activated. You motherfuckers in there, King. Y'all fucking with money, honey. Must have it here, too. That's pretty ridiculous. I'm telling you, must have it here, too. But I can't get mine off the top. I don't want no potions of it.
You know what, man? I'm going to get off here. I don't mean to hold y'all trouble. I'm going to
get off, man.
I don't know him. I don't even talk on the phone. But you know what? You like what got the... T gonna say, T, tell her who P will. Tell her who P. You ain't got to tell her who I am. Hell, I let myself be known. You know what I mean? Don't find out who I am.
Hold on, P. Let me see what another call is. Yeah, what another call is.
All right, man. Let me.
Hold on. Just hang on.
Okay.
Ben, your mic is open.
Ben,
your mic is open.
What's that?
Tracy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, bro, I just wanted to go ahead and tell you, brother, I appreciate it putting on that show this weekend. I'm actually with that Red Love. I ain't gonna lie, brother, we had a blast. I mean, we had a damn good time being our first. That was my first place we went to, brother, that you actually put on.
Okay. Appreciate you coming out there, man. Appreciate you coming out there.
Night, man. I've been out here coming. Nightman and been out here.
Yeah, they on here. Hey,
what
team, we appreciate you coming, Ben. Come to San Antonio, Ben. Come to San Antonio. Good night, man.
Yeah, we'll be there, brother. We'll be there. Maybe on the
Nightman.
I don't know we're going to make a Friday, but we'll be there on Saturday for sure.
Okay, man. All
what's
right.
Up, boy,
man?
What's up,
what's up, nigga?
What's going on? Down?
Hey, you got it. Hey, I ate that good-ass barbecue there and help y'all at that camp over there, and I want you, motherfucker. But, you know, we still going to drag race for these Texas people, man. Y'all know what that race is going to be up.
Oh, baby, we know. We're going to make it do
what
it
is. Yeah, we're going to put on a motherfucking show. Hey, we're going to put on a motherfucking show. You're going to be still chasing that grudge, too, man.
Well, you know, that's how lies get started. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Ain't going to be no day I'm chasing. That's how lies get started.
Yeah,
well, no
hey, if you drive around with that motherfucker, I'm going to both fuck down there and return all down. I'm going to start unboating that motherfucker down there, man. So you can't shit. This ain't going to be enough, then.
But yeah, don't even do yourself like that, baby. You're my boy, but don't even do yourself like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, Nightman. We're gonna have a blast doing. We're gonna put on a motherfucking show. That's a damn show.
All right, okay. All right, I
that's
hear
a
you, boy.
Tempo, man.
And I'm gonna
have a blast with you
next
time, man.
Hey, man, we had a good time, man. Appreciate you too, bro.
No, man, if I couldn't let y'all. You know, y'all had that cone over there. I don't know what wrong with ET. Thought y'all had that goddamn truck. Covered up. Butler was at the 330 and I was on the starting line when they was making them test passes before y'all even got there. I told Butler, I said, shit, man, that truck ain't got enough to beat them boys, man.
Yeah,
we predict the race from off the start, you know, off the back. Remember, I came in and told you that shit.
Right.
Yeah, that was
right.
A, yeah, you goddamn, you did a tow. Your throttle cable ain't broke on that motherfucker because you was rocking that motherfucker throwing like a motherfucker down through there.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
all I
yeah.
want to holler at y'all about, man. Fuck with y'all. You know, I like fuck with y'all. Sticking on y'all.
Oh, yeah, man. Man, we sure appreciate you, bro. Man, we had a good time.
Tempo.
Appreciate you.
Tempo.
All right. Okay, hey, Sherry. So, look, here, we're running up on that hour, man. Let me see. I think we got somebody else want to say something. We're going to see what
they want to
say.
Fuck them. You motherfuckers fuck with me.
Hold on, Pee-wee. Hold on. Mute your mic when you ain't talking, Pee-wee. Everybody can hear you. Hold on, we got another hand up. Pee-wee, when you ain't talking, mute the mic, because you're talking in the background, everybody can hear you. So when you're not talking, just mute it. Go on, who's the other person you got?
Okay, Tracy, I do have Jeff with Ground and Pound on. You were looking for them earlier. And Pipeline, your mic is open.
Hey, hold on, Pipeline, hold Pipeline from Ground and Pound, go.
Ground and Pound.
Hold on, Jeff. Push the one button so I can find
it. Yeah. Hey, Jeff, Ground and Pound.
Jeff, push the one.
What's in there? You still there, Bush there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, hold on. Ground and Jeff.
Yeah.
Hold on.
He said, yeah. Jeff, you there?
No, that's not. I haven't opened up his mic yet. Hold on. I think this is him. Jeff. Jeff. Jeff, can you hear me? No, sorry, that was Kenny. Jeff, okay, your
Hello?
Mic is open. Yeah, you're open, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing? What's up, Tracy?
What up, man? Hey, y'all bringing the car down here on 28 to 29?
Yeah, we got a stock suspension, full interior, gas tank, street car. Yeah, we looking for some trouble.
Small block or big block, man?
It's small block
or big block?
A small block, straight head motor, straight head. No SB2, no big little chief, and none of that. Just completely straight head motor.
Small block nitrous.
Yep. One kid.
I got big block now. I'll give y'all the back tires with it.
Ooh, back tire with a big block? Oh no,
yeah,
we're
gonna give you extra. I mean, you know, small block with nitrous don't make no difference. They got 467 small block now, big block, man. I'll give you the back tires with that. I got a
big block. We're going to bring a big block for that.
Oh, well, big block nice convention. I'll run your head up with it. It's good.
Yep, big block nice convention head motor. Stock suspension. No.
Yeah, well, you want to lock that in then? What kind of car is it?
It's a Nova. It's not stock suspension. It's not.
It's a lot of bar. That's back half, is it?
It's a lot of bar. It's a lot of bar car, yes.
It's not back half.
It's not back half. It's
a
lot of bar car.
If it's not back half, I'll lock you in with that convention head wrap. I'm going to head up. If it's not back half.
Well, up here in the north, when you got a ladder bar on there, it's basically almost back half, right?
No, I don't know how it is up there. It ain't no terminology.
I'm
just saying you can take that suspension and cut all that shit out. Answer this question for me then. Okay, I'm considering what kind of back half you got. Okay. You said you got a ladder bar. Is all the stock flow pans in from the back seat all the way back to the tail light?
From the back seat up, yeah.
From the back seat all the way, from the behind the seat all the way to the tail light to the end of the car. Is it stock flow?
From the back seat up.
From the back seat up. Now I'm talking about from the back seat back.
I just told you from the back seat up.
With a smaller motor.
Hold on. You talking about? I'm talking about going back up. Meaning you going forward.
I'm going forward. You going back?
Okay, so I understand that. So you just don't want to tell me that it must be sheet metal from the back of the seat all the way to the back of the tail light, right?
Well, they got carpet on it. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's just sheet metal, right? You back? I answer the question. You back half? You fully back half?
It's back half of my Nova. Yep.
I'm going to have to look at you when you get here. I can't lock you in without one. I understand all that. I would lock you in if you was stock metal from the seat all the way back to the tail light, no. but you stock metal from the back seat to the firewall. I understand what you're talking about. So I just have to look at you on that. I would lock you in if you was like that because you're fishing it all back half to me. So I have to see you then, so I can't lock you in on that. I'm kind of looking for some stock suspension or ladder bar car, man.
Y'all bring that car to Texas. Yes, sir. Y'all bring that car to Texas. Different terminology. I know what it is, man. I know the terminology. All of it. I know what it is. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Exactly. So, yeah, we coming down, ground and pound coming down looking for some action. That's all I can say. I appreciate you getting something down. There's going to be plenty of action down there. I'm coming down about 6 cars. Yep.
I got you. Well, bring them on, baby.
That's the plan. Oh, no doubt. We coming.
That's true,
the good Lord. Hey, the good Lord bless us.
Hey,
we
Jeff,
coming.
I'm
we'll be there.
Jeff, I'm here now. I was at work. I
had
to have my phone on mute, but I'm in my
truck.
Yeah,
okay. I got you, Kenny. Y'all got anything motor?
Motor?
I'm on
yeah, Big Half, Big Half Conventional, Big Block Motor and Motor.
One carburetor, no nitrous.
Yeah, one carburetor, no nitrous.
It's down here. Gotta see what they want to do. Yes, it's down here.
Okay, well, you know, we coming down and looking for action.
Well,
whatever
first,
we can get,
first,
we go.
We're bringing it. I'm coming with it, so, you know, we're bringing it. That's for sure.
Hey, well, hey, what Mississippi Joe said, I hate to quote that, but if the creek don't rise, you know, we'll be there.
And y'all coming from Michigan. Let the folks know y'all coming from Michigan. Y'all bringing six cars down there from Michigan.
No, we're bringing
from
Chicago.
Chicago. Okay.
Yes, sir. Hey, we ain't studying them motherfucking punks in Michigan. That's rivalry.
But they coming too, so.
Hey,
Tristan, y'all run 8 mile or 1/4 mile?
8 mile, man. But it is a 1/4 mile track, right?
Yeah,
a quarter mile track,
yeah.
Oh, okay, well, we can negotiate.
Yeah, because, you know, we all set up 1/4 mile.
Yeah, you know, that's all we run, 1/4 mile, so we can
God
negotiate,
damn.
Right?
Most of these guys down
there
run 8 miles.
Yeah, we definitely could do negotiating.
Yeah, that's all. Just negotiate, you know what I mean? So, shit. We can work it out. We can work it out, but, hey, we coming. No doubt.
All
well,
right.
If ain't no action going on, we ain't going to let you leave Texas without giving you no action, then.
Hey,
that's
the
damn show.
That's all
y'all
man,
come
hey,
on
that,
next week. Come on
that's
here next
thing
week.
I want. That's the only thing I want. I want shit.
Yeah.
I want to travel, goddammit.
Yeah, I want to make sure that you get a raise so you go back to goddamn Chicago then. So if you don't get
yeah.
no raise, I might try one of them cars that you got over there, but I just can't lock you in on it, on none of it,
oh,
you know, because I don't know, you know, I don't know what that is. And if you'd have been sitting like I was, I just got on that set, I'd lock you in, you know, but if you're not, so I have to see you, so. But I guarantee you, if you don't get no raise, we're going to get a raise so you go back home.
Well, I understand, and you are again who?
Huh?
You are who again?
I'm Bushnell, man. I got the car called the Grudge.
The Butch?
The Grudge.
Oh, the Grudge. Okay.
We call it the Fudge.
Oh, we call it the Fudge. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
we call it the Fudge. He fuck with me, they call it the Fudge.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty much probably what it is, but we're looking.
No, it's gonna be the Grudge for life, man. Till I'm dead and gone. Till I'm dead and gone. I just like fucking fucking with me, so he can fuck with me. I don't care. I just laugh my ass off.
I hear you. I'm just pulling punches. That's all.
Yeah, but I know he
liking
everything white talk about. Every time a motherfucker talk about it, they liking it anyway.
Oh, no doubt about that. You know that.
Yeah, they ain't talking about you ain't shit.
You sure right about that. But, yeah, we all good. We're going to bring
that's
some cars down.
Man.
And we plan on having some fun, man, you know.
Oh, it's going to be
hey,
all
hey.
That.
You know, it's kind of new for us northern guys, man. Some of us guys ain't never been to Texas. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, shit, we all coming down
yeah,
to
fun,
fellowship and enjoy ourselves, man. You know, win or lose, shit, we still going home with a smile.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna have more wins than lose, but, you know, that's the way it go.
There you go. Yeah, we're definitely going to try to have a good time, man. Y'all guys come on next week, man. He's choosing, try to see who's on here. You might find your race.
Without
yeah,
get closer,
you know?
Closer, man.
Yeah, I mean, so.
No doubt. I'll be on there. I'm just, Sharon, I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here. I'm in the lab working on the car, but I missed the show, but I'm glad you did send me a text, so I'm here now. Me and Kenny Boo.
Good deal.
All right.
All right,
man.
Pipeline
you know,
on here. Yeah, Pipeline.
Yeah, we're going to let Pipeline. Go ahead on Pipeline. Go ahead on Pipeline.
We're going on mute.
All right. Go ahead, Pipeline. You still there? Come off mute.
No, he dropped off. Maybe he'll call back. Pro Star Joe, you're my
okay, what up, Pro Star?
I'm a dog. What's up, doctor?
What's going on, man? What's going on? He's trying to make some action out of you. What's happening?
Right, man, I hear y'all. Trying to start some trouble tonight. Listen now, I heard you on here early tonight talking about some kind of back half, looking for some action. Somebody was on here with a back half. Who was that?
Was on here with a back half. Jack was on here.
Look, but he came on here locked in Alicat for July 12th.
Who?
He locked in Alicat for July 12th. What you got?
No, we're talking about for July 4th. We're talking about for World Outlaw Grudge Nationals. Who was Jack?
Big Jack out of Dallas. Big Jack out of Dallas.
What Alicat got?
He got a backhand.
Alicat got a backhand?
Yeah.
Now let him look at Big Jack now. Let him look at Big Jack. How Big Jack up?
Well, Big Jack got a nitrous car?
Yeah, they both. Yeah, nitrous car.
Let's we want to see Big Jack there, because Baldy looking for action, 3M looking for action, and Sexy looking for action. So
call him up, Tracy. Get Big Jack
hey,
on the phone, Tracy.
Get Jack on here. Get out of here too. He's whooping like he's so goddamn ready. Get him on here. Let him talk. Let Joe talk to him.
Give me a couple of minutes. It'll take me a couple of minutes. Hold on though. I think
you come on the show like you showed up ready to lock somebody in.
Hey, Rich.
Hold on. Tony,
I just feel like it's time to come on with the come on.
Oh, you trying to trim? You a motherfucker.
What kind of
back chest are you looking for? Are you talking about a back half for a Big Sexy car?
A back half for Camp 3M, for Baldy, or Big Sexy?
Jeff, let me try. I got the perfect back half because y'all been dodging and running and hiding ever since the man come out. His name is Jack on the Hide. Now, which one you want to lock in
with? Jeff, I think somebody got muted Joe Mike.
Keep the flavor, man. Texas back half, chuckle and hide.
Our Big Section, he's been dodging and hiding and lying all alone.
Mm-hmm. You better learn a new
chuckle
language.
And hide.
You better learn a
Texas
new language.
Texas back half. Texas finest, man. Back half. There you go.
Which one do y'all want to lock in with a hide card?
It's not Jekyll, it's not Hyde, it's the other one. Big Earl car, yeah, we'll lock that one in.
The Big Earl car going to be a hell of a
lot of
fun.
We'll lock that in.
I was getting ready to do that.
They don't own the Big Earl car no more.
Now they own another dude that got called the other day. They said that they're supposed to be there with the Big Earl car, so I don't know.
Speak up, old scary ass pro stop.
Jumping high, waiting on you, man. Texas finest.
And that ground and pound car, did that have 29 tires on it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they had 29. They on here.
I locked in with them.
Jeff McKinney. Jeff McKinney, ground and pound. When y'all push, come off mute.
Come off them bushes.
All right, I was on mute. Tell it again.
Hey, Tony Thorn. That is all.
Do you have 29 buggy tires or smaller than your car on that grand shield?
No, sir. On a stock suspension car, I got 28. Is that what you're talking about?
Some of y'all was had a ladder bar going.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about, Tony.
Oh, the ladder bar car?
Yeah.
No, a ladder bar car, I got 33s on.
Oh,
well, we got a small block on 29. We'll take a real decent spot with it. Now, if you ain't ready to act like you really want to race, and that's what we're talking about, but we got a small block on 29, and we'll take a real decent spot from a conventional head big block.
I've got a small block on 28, and I'll run your head there.
Goddamn, there you go, bro. There you go, Joe.
Son, you here?
What kind of suspension you got? What kind of, this is a street car. It's got roll up windows. It's got power windows and power doors and all that stuff.
I don't have all that.
I've
got a ladder bar car with stock floorboards. I call it a stock suspension car.
Let me answer the question. Has the car been cut in the back?
Huh?
Has the car been cut? Is it like a back half? Do it have many tubs in it and all that?
It has many tubs in it, yes.
Right. So you got 28W on the car?
No, 28. True 28.
A true 28.
Yeah,
like 28. I said, this is a street car now. It's a street car with, like I said, power windows and all that kind of stuff. What kind of jets did you get him in?
Huh?
What kind of jets did you get him in?
I don't understand you.
He said, what kind of jets did you get him in?
Yeah.
What were I giving?
Yeah, he got roll up windows. He got a heavy car. Yeah, roll up windows and all that kind of stuff.
I threw all that away. I put doors on mine.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying you got an obvious weight advantage, a big weight advantage. So he's got that big Mustang Cuda.
I got a 23 gray headed small block with an 850 carburetor on it with one fogger.
One fogger.
Woo-wee.
Yep.
Okay,
that'll
work.
No, is that full interior with a gas tank on it?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. Ground of power looking for some action. I got gas tank, stock lines, full interior, stock suspension, small block, 23 degree head, one system, small carburetor.
I
tell you what, Tony Thorne, what color, which car is that you're talking about, Tony Thorne?
I'm talking about blue 67 Camaro.
A blue 67 Camaro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what, get that Mustang with the roll-up windows, power windows, I mean power windows, they power windows and power doors, get that Mustang in the back tire. And let's do it for a little bit of money. We'll lock in $300 or $400 on $1,000 or better. And ground and pound, we'll lock you in for the same thing with your Malibu.
Man.
Well, huh? Hold on. What you got, Tony? Hold on. Which one you locking in? Tony, go ahead and see. I'll say it again. Joe, which one you say?
He's got a stock suspension car, a pure stock suspension car with no tubs. The roll-up windows, an 850 style carburetor, one kit, and he wants us to get him the back tire, and I'll do it.
No, I didn't. That was Brown and Pound that said that.
Okay. Well, y'all got it confused. He's thinking about the wrong car.
I said this whole bush now. That he does not have stock floorboards, and he's got a ladder car, so that's a backup car.
Right.
And he's got a big block. Now, if he wants to run that car, he can run my 29 conventional head 1-4-barrel big block car.
No, sir. I got an 80 Malibu full interior stock suspension on a 28 with a small block, one system, one small carburetor. That's what I have. He ain't talking to you, Pro Stock Joe. He talking about that other boy, that back half Nova. This is ground and pound. Oh, okay. I got several cars coming down. I even got a Mopar. I know people don't like Mopars. I had a motherfucking Mopar coming down, 68 Dart.
I love Mopar because them bitches get bow-legged upstairs.
You know, hey, that Nova you got, that Nova, that Nova you got grounded power on 33.
You bring it down.
The Nova I got, I'm on 29s with that Nova. I got one on 29s. I got one on 29s
conventional head big block on nitrous. I got one with 32s on it. That's coming down. Conventional head, all motor.
The conventional head nitrous 29 back half, right?
No, the conventional head nitrous, yeah, that's correct. Yes, sir.
That's a head, there you go, Tony. That is.
Why don't you
wear
my black car?
Yeah, you is.
That's what I want.
Oh, hey, okay. Who is that? Y'all want to talk? Y'all want to talk? Granny Fan, Tony Thorne, talking to you.
I'm listening.
Talk to him, Tony.
Hey, turn it down. Tony Thorne got a young lady out there,
daughter. Tiny man. Pump your brakes.
Oh, I'm listening to Tight Man, because when he mentioned Diane, we all together here.
Hey, Tight Man,
fuck
your
brain.
The man, Tony, talking to him.
Let me put it a little bit easier to you. If you got a bypass car, you got conventional heads and one per barrel and a 29-inch tire, you got a race.
Got a race.
All right, now I don't care if you bring six of them.
I'm sorry, I missed that last part. You said what?
A conventional car, you can lock it in right now.
200,000 or better.
Huh?
200,000 or better,
locked in.
Okay, hold on, Tony. Hold on, 200,000 or better, Tony. That's Tony Camaro.
That's my black 91 Camaro.
Yeah, I know. It's right. Terminator.
The Terminator, yes.
Hey, who is it? Cliff Brink, what y'all got? Hey, Granny Phantom, what's called that? That's for the Nova.
That's for the Nova.
Okay, the Nova. Granny Phantom Nova, okay. Okay, y'all want a time? Tony Thorne to get Granny Phantom Nova, 200,000. Y'all want a time to be in lane with
me? I'm at a new track. I don't want no time.
Time it now. I got to race Don Gale, now whatever his name is, Don Gay. Whatever that guy's name is at 9 o'clock.
I say Saturday by 11 o'clock.
Don Gay is Fade to Black. It's Fade to Black. It's Chi-Town Most Wanted.
Tony, this Nova, I'm saying, can y'all lock in by 11 o'clock Saturday night?
Yes, sir.
How about you?
That sounds good to me. With the small block. Now, I got power windows and roll-up doors. I got, you know, power windows.
Who am I talking to?
I'm talking to Tony Thorne right now.
Okay,
go ahead. We coming out there because they got 9 million cars out there. We ain't got to race each other. Ground and pound, I'm going to try to get a little race with you in a minute, but I want to get Tony Thorne locked in first. I just want to have some fun, me and my peoples. NGRA boys want to come down there and represent World Grudge National real, real good. So we try to lock in two little races with.
Okay, Pro Stock Joe. Pro Stock Joe.
Yeah.
This is Jack, man. I got to get back. I got to go to bed.
Jack.
Hold on, Tony.
Yeah.
Let me talk to
Jack.
This guy right quick so I go to bed.
What's your name? Jackie.
You got a nitrous back there?
Hold on right quick. Talk to me, Tony.
No, waste your time. Forget it. We're not racing big sex in them.
Oh, man, why do you even call us with that? All right, then. I'm going back to sleep, y'all.
No, but wait a minute. Hold on. We got Mac and Melvin. We got Mac and Melvin and Barbie, too.
Hold on, Pro Star, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Pro, hey, I ain't racing Baldy either. Pro Star, do me a favor. Anything what else you got to do, if Tony Thornton don't lock it in for us, it ain't going to even work. Tony, I'm going to bed, brother. You got me. Travis, you're going to bed too, brother.
What about the truck? Tony Thornton, what about the truck? Camp 3M and the silver truck.
I don't know the truck.
It's an S10 pickup truck. Everybody whoops his ass over here. He's the lowest on the totem pole. If you can't beat him, you might as well throw your shit in the garbage can.
You talking about the silver S10 truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, we locked the clown car in with it. And we also locked the silver truck in with another S10 truck.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can get them on.
Nah, tell me, dog. I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call you on that shit you done just then, but I'll call you later.
I know where we're going. Hey, Tyman, call me. We'll talk about it. Hey, Tyman, I'm trying to make races.
I'm not talking about. We through with it. We say we'll talk later. Wait, Brian, to call that.
Hold on.
Well, it's getting crazy,
Kenneth,
boy.
Will,
yeah.
Kenneth has had his hand up for a while. Kenneth,
go ahead,
Will,
Kenneth.
Your mic is open.
Go ahead, Kenneth.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Hey,
in. How y'all doing today?
Tony,
we all right. You just listening?
Hey,
Before we start something new,
let's go ahead and get this back half thing locked in. I got Melvin on the phone, Camp 3M, and they said they'll take the back tire from that car. But they can't run nobody head up, but they're slow as hell.
You said what? Yes, sir.
They said they'll take the back tire from Big Jake. What's his name? Big Jake? Big, what's his name? Big Greasy? Big Pork Chop?
Their car is called the Clown. It's an old school back-ass car, and I know how fast that silver truck is.
Wait a minute. You know what? Who the hell y'all been talking to that y'all know how fast our cars go?
So we're running
here. Hey, watch this.
We'll run your heads up in the clown car. We'll run your heads up with Fuzzy's green S10 truck too.
Okay, wait a minute. What's the first car name before you get to Fuzzy?
The clown.
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 Yeah, clown. Yeah.
Clown. Right, tell me about the clown car. What kind of clown car is it? What is it?
A mild steel 68 Crown. It does not have a 5-inch bore spacer motor in it.
You say what now?
It don't have a 5-inch space bore spacing motor in it.
I'm
sorry. It don't have a 5-inch. Do it have a 5.2 or 5.3?
No.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's fine. And is it a chassis car or back half?
It's a true back half car from the firewall back. Got a stock firewall in it. It's a X-King of the Hill car.
Melvin, do you need the back tire from that car?
Tony, take land.
Melvin.
You are letting your judgment get clouded.
I am not in this. Atomic Dog. Why are you getting excited? We're trying to make some action for the show. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Casey, you stupid as a fuck. You know that? I thought you was just kidding before. Now I know your ass is stupid. Something is wrong with you. Your ass is stupid. Your ass is stupid.
Listen, the man said heads up, and goddamn, I know what the deal is. The man said he didn't run the heads up, and goddamn, you want to race it. The man said heads up, and I know what the fucking deal is.
You know what, Melvin? Melvin, lock that shit in. Heads up, man. Fuck you, Tracy. Lock it in, Melvin. Lock it in. Lock it in. Lock it in, Melvin. Melvin, lock it in. Fuck you. Lock it in, Melvin.
You want to try to goddamn make it
okay.
Evil,
can we talk to him now? Can you shut
up.
Your dumb ass up?
Yeah.
Can we get a lock in now?
Punk. You shut your punk ass up with that weak shit you trying to pull.
So Tony Thorne, what you want to lock in, man? Well, 5-on-25 or something like that? Tony, what you want to lock in?
Goddamn bullshit.
I'm not confused about what we're even talking about now. What are we talking about?
Okay.
The Camaro you just described, the clown. Hands up with a clown car.
No, with the clown car, the clown car.
That's what I just said.
Right, the clown car. S10, heads up with the clown car. What you want to lock in? You're going to lock it in for Friday night. What you want to lock in for?
No, we ain't locking it for Friday night. He won't be there Saturday.
Okay, we're locking it for Saturday. What time and how much? God damn, look at that big-ass snake.
We're locking in for 3-on-2 or better.
Melvin, that sounds good to you?
500-on-2 or better.
I can't keep up.
500-on-2 or better.
To back up the money up, but I ain't got the money to pay y'all, and I don't want to get shit beat out of me. I mean.
Okay, Mel, let's go ahead and lock that in. We'll lock in a couple of this. 300 or two or better, that's fine.
That ain't much money locking in. I agree with that, too, but I done locked in 5 races here.
Right.
We understand. Oh, it's just that damn atomic dog. That's
hey, you're trying to get a lot of fucking money.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
The man said 3. Y'all said y'all take it 3-on-2 or better. For Saturday, let's get a time. Let's get a damn time.
What are we doing?
3-on-2 or better for Saturday. Y'all want a time. 3-on-2, 10 o'clock. You said 10 o'clock,
what about the other one?
Yeah, I'm not racing in no damn sun, no heat.
You said 10 o'clock at night. Did you say 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 10 o'clock at night.
Melvin, what'd you say?
What about the other car, the other truck? You want to lock both on this?
I got to call that,
let's get this locked in, Melvin. Yeah, you said 10 or 10:30, Tony. I hear you said 10 or 10:30. What'd you say?
10:30.
Melvin, what do you say, Melvin?
10:30?
He said 10:30.
Oh, I got all night.
10:30 Saturday, 300-on-2,000, heads up, 8 mile, pro tree, track rules, flip a lane. Y'all both good with that? 10:30 Saturday?
Yes.
You good, Melvin? That's locked.
Yeah, you can't make it 2,500, can you?
Did what?
Can you get five more people bet $100 a piece?
Oh, I'm sure you will when y'all line up.
Yeah, Melvin, let's let it start right there. It'll get bigger, I promise you. Those boys
are
going to have plenty of money,
yeah,
I promise you.
When you start racing,
they'll start giving greasy $100 bills to be flying from everywhere. You watch. I promise you they will. Okay, listen.
Lock that one in, man. Then let's talk about the truck. I don't like the truck.
It's locked. Okay, let's talk about the truck now, Fuzzy. What's your name?
His name is Fuzzy, and what you're going to do is call Tommy Dog back, and so I can get his phone number and let y'all talk.
Okay, yeah, you can get Fuzzy phone. So we want to do that. You want to do that tomorrow or do that tonight?
I don't think you're going to get that old man up this time of night.
Right. We're going to mess with Fuzzy this time of night because it's kind of late for Fuzzy. So we talk to Fuzzy tomorrow then. Okay, Tony, we appreciate you on that. Now, listen, you said you had a small block. Now, I got a small block with glass, all the glass in the car. Ain't no Lexan in the car. And it got roll-up power windows. and it's a small block. And you said you got a small block, right?
Yes.
You want to do a little lock-in with that one?
I don't know. Which car is it?
It's a Cobra GT. It's a small block Cobra GT. It's the heavy cab. It's the heaviest Mustang they make. It's an all-steel car. And got roll-up windows, power windows. Got power windows, power doors. The doors got locked.
Two
quarters, all the glass inside. Huh?
What are we looking at? How many carburetors you got?
It's a small block. You don't have more than one carburetor.
I don't know.
Bro,
what are
you
talking about? The
Menace
Mustang?
Yeah, the Menace Mustang. Yeah, no, King Neo. You can see it online. Look, man, shut up, tight man. You got to give us something now. You can't run him head up now. You got to give us something.
No, we ain't giving nothing. I ain't giving nothing.
Oh.
We're going to race.
What's the name of your car again, Tony? Tell me how.
Oh, yeah. In the 901, but we're first with it.
You going to run a 901, boys, with that car?
Ooh,
you can't race you then. We can't race you. We can't race you then. No, never mind. We can't race you.
You should have locked that in. I was screaming telling you to lock that in.
You should have. Too late now, doctor. Too late. Which car you running 901 bad boy with? King Kong Jr., which one?
We're running that Camaro.
A Camaro?
Predator, man, probably.
Huh?
Must be Predator.
Man, Camaro at 901. Hello? It's a Trans Am or it's a late model Camaro, whatever that is, 901, yeah.
Must be Predator, Tony Thorne.
Oh, the Predator. Hell no. We can't race you. Mm-mm. We might leave five in the break for that shit, then.
Hey, I'm telling you, that ain't the same class of car. What's up, Doc?
You need to call Tony off the air and tell him don't mention none of his damn lock being racing. Because he could have killed them with that slug they were trying to lock in. Free money.
Mm-mm. We'll take the back tire, the brake, and the clear, Tony. The back tire, the brake, and the clear.
Do that.
And the only reason I asked for more than that, because can't get no more.
We ain't going to do that. Yeah, this small block ain't been out but one time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, if y'all come straight up the trailer and give us the back tire and a brake, if you come straight up the trailer and give us the back tire and a brake, we'll tell y'all. We can test.
We're definitely not going to come off the trailer and run anybody.
I'm just trying to make a race, man. We're just on two unequal cars. Two unequal cars. Any two cars can race now. You just got to make it away. Okay, I'll tell you what.
The car only been to the track one time.
Okay, I'll tell y'all what then. We'll give y'all one shakedown pass. Let us test it. We get ready. And then give us a back tire to break.
He say test till they get ready. You hear that shit, y'all? Today, get ready.
No. We'll do it by 6 o'clock, though. We'll do it by 6 o'clock.
I'm not a type of man to give somebody any kind of break in life. And I doubt very seriously that I would give you the back tire.
Well, no. What I'm saying, when we take the break, we do it fair. Now, we want to leave first, but check on what we're going to do now. When the lights come down to green, both cars got to wait till the light come to green.
Hold on.
After the green light, the man got 3 seconds, not no five or eight, all that. He just want to leave first, and then you come and get him. That's all. And if you beat him, and you probably will, it's just a fair race. That's all. But nobody want to hold you and make you stand on your trans brake and all that. Nobody want to do that because we fair races.
I tell you what, I'll just make it easy for you. I'm not going to let you have the back tire. I'm not going to give you the hit. That's out of the conversation. But I will put my drag radios on it and run your heads up.
The drag radio's going fast. You know what, Tony? Why are you trying to trick me, man? You know drag radio go faster than the 28. Come on, Tony. You know better than that. Come on.
Nah, we better not race then.
All right.
There's a lot more small blocks around here.
Okay. He buy us a small block, a street car. We want to run street cars.
Well, that's what
so
you should have came on here and say.
So, Side Joe.
Yeah.
What do you need from a Convention and a Rap Motor Nitrous car?
Uh-huh.
Convention and a Rap Motor Nitrous car. Ladderball car. Not backhand. True ladderball car.
A rat motor? What's a rat motor?
A big block nitrous.
A big block.
Convention head. True ladderball car. Not backhand ladderball car. I'm going to say true ladderball car. I'm going to start saying true ladderball car. I got a true ladderball car.
What size?
29s or 28s? Regulars?
If you got a regular 29 inch tire for that little small block street car, we'll take everything in drag racing and you can't. And you can't, you got to give us lane choice.
You crazy, man. What do you mean you take everything? What do you mean everything goes back? That's all good. We don't know what you mean everything.
The back tire, the brake, the clear, and lane choice. That's everything in drag race.
You don't want goddamn race. You can park that little motherfucker.
Okay, but wait a minute. Okay, I'll tell you what. That's just, we're having a conversation. Now, I made an offer. You make me an offer. What's your offer? What would you give our small block street car with all the glass in the car? Ain't nothing light on the car. It's a Cobra GT, that long old heavy sucker. It got roll up power windows, everything. It's a street car with a small block. Now, what would you give it with your big block?
What I said I gave you a few minutes ago, and you didn't take it.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Did I say I give you the brake? I tell you what, man.
If you give me the break, if you throw in either the back tire or lane choice, matter of fact, throw in lane choice, and I take the break. Just for a little bit of money, though. Not a lot of money.
You got to have a lane choice in that?
Yeah.
I tried it.
Okay. So now which
my
car
shit
you
go
about
out, my shit ought to go down on a dirt road. I tried it.
Which car you talking about?
Huh?
Which car?
The Nova, my Nova. It's Bushnell Pro Stock.
That's the Grudge?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
true,
no. I ain't
true
ladderball.
Come on, Pro Stock. You seen my car.
Hey, fuck,
true
you know
ladderball.
I know who you is.
I got a true ladderball car.
You know I know who you is. Why are you fucking with me like that, man? Come on, man. Stop that. You know I know who you is.
Pro Stock.
I take the back tire to break and lane choice. I know who you is. You know I know you. I've seen you all over the damn world. You know I know you. I ain't trying to mess up your hustle, but I'm just saying, just tell my man just want me to get him a race. That's all.
Pro Side, I don't better think I can give you the back tie and the hit and lane. You say and the lane charge?
Yeah.
How about I give you lane? How about I give you lane charge? And the break and make the money funny.
You know what? Okay. That'll be good. What you talking about funny? How funny is it? Are you gonna make me laugh or make me giggle?
I make the money funny. Let's lock in. It's gonna do for a small money. Let's lock in three on a thousand a builder, and I throw an extra 500 in on the money funny.
Hold on. Let me just make sure. That's a lock-in. We'll do it on Friday.
Yo, who is this car, Joe?
Huh?
What car is this you're talking about?
The Grudge and the Menace Mustang. Hold on.
Tight man, that's you?
No. I'm sitting back. No. I'm sitting back listening to Pro Stop.
That's a lock-in, Pro Stop?
That's 300,000 on what y'all saying,
he
right?
He double-checking. He double-checking to make sure they're going to be there Friday. I just don't bother with
King Nate.
Coming
King Nate.
Down.
We got that Nova down there. It's on 29. It's called the Grudge. That gold Nova looking, that bad. That car. You got conventional here. He gonna give you the brake and lane choice, and he'll make the money funny. We'll lock in whatever he said. Lock in 200, 300 on something.
1,000.
Lock in like 200 or 300 on the 1,000. And he'll throw $500 on top of the pot, whatever it is. He make the money funny.
He put 15 in salary.
Right.
Okay, you said 300 on 15 or better. He gonna make the money funny by 500. Whatever the final pot is, he'll put 500 on top. And
right.
You got the brake and lane choice. Now I want a little bit more than that. It's up to you. You can take it if you want to. He got on 29.
He ain't got no ladder bar car, dude.
He said it's not a back half. It's not cut. If it's cut, you lose the DP now.
I promise
okay.
you that.
I know you. I know you're a man. Nate, I know this dude. He a stand-up dude. He do travel all over the place. He a good dude. He ain't no bullshit dude.
That's up to you if you want to. I don't know.
Huh?
It's up to you. I don't know.
It's all right, the motherfuckers stop closing the motherfuckers from firewall to tail light, man.
All right. 300 on 15 or better. And you throw 500 on the pot.
Back on 1,000, pro stop.
He said 1,000, but he put 500. 300 to 1,000. 300 on 1,000, and he going to put 500 on top, and we get the brake and lane choice. And that's going to be like 9 o'clock.
Back time and brake?
You know what, Nate? For a little bit of money, let's just lock in a race, man.
Well, damn, Joe, y'all could have got that shit straight ahead of time. Nate, what you gonna do?
It's locked in. Okay, Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Tony, Atomic Dog.
10 o'clock.
I got through that 10 o'clock Friday Saturday.
Who? You got who now?
Tony Vine with Thriller.
I gotta look at the sheet. If you got Tony first, make it an hour after that.
If you got Tony at 10, we'll do it an hour after that at 11.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nate, that's
fine. All right, that's a lot.
Nate, that's good.
Yeah. You said he racing Tony Bynes. What the hell you messing with him for? I ain't got nothing to race Tony Bynes with.
Man, I don't know. I don't know no better than that, man. I don't even know what y'all got, man. That's a done deal. So you know, we're gonna see what it do, man. You know, I might get my asshole blown out. I don't know. I'm just trying to bring action, man. I don't know.
That's all.
I might got a fast motherfucker, all
glass interior motherfucker. I might be still chasing that motherfucking car, man.
I might be still chasing that motherfucking car.
And kind of put my feet in my mouth, but hell, I got to go with it now.
Which car you racing Tony with?
I'm running Thriller Pro Stock.
Oh, the Thriller Mustang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh wee.
Yeah, that's what I said too.
Nate, we fucked up. We fucked up.
Hey, y'all motherfuckers laughing.
What? Hey, Joe, you motherfuckers laughing, man.
Yeah,
that's,
that's me tight, man. It's Bushnell. That's me.
What's going
what's
on, brother? Hey, bro, stop.
Yeah.
You and Nate, get that dick off y'all back.
I know that motherfucker. Listen, he done. Hey, listen, he done. He done got him pregnant with just a head. He done put the head, just the head in there.
That nigga crazy, man. That nigga crazy,
man. That's what put the head in. Right
hey, that motherfucker from Texas right now. Hey,
yeah, what's up, Ty?
I don't know. That's a good race there.
Bless you ain't shit, bro. You ain't shit.
God damn.
That motherfucker put
the
head in.
Hey, that's what y'all know with that type, man.
Hey, that's
like a bitch.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey,
Pro Star.
Hey, Bushnell, can we get a, if we don't
come, can we take the DP off if we don't come?
Pro stop.
Pro Side, this show better cut off. You full of shit. This show better cut off.
hey, but listen, but the second race, though, can I get the back tire and the brake, though, the second race?
Man, I ain't going to be able to call that early because I don't even know what's going to happen on the first round. Come on, then I can do is probably give you some action back, and I don't know what that action back going to be, man. I can tell you that. I can tell
that's
you that up front, though. If I get mine.
Nate, hold on. The motherfucker, they got us already. Hey, Ground and Pound. They got a street car like us. Ground and Pound.
Ground and Pound ain't on the phone no more. They fell off, bro.
Hey.
They fell off.
Like, yeah, that's a weak motherfucker. Some motherfucker done told us. They got us. They got us. Like, let's forget about that. Let's go with somebody else. Hey, you can't fuck with that damn car.
Your mic is open.
Where's Ground and Pound at? Where's Ground and Pound?
They gone.
Get them back on the phone. Turn lights on. Somebody kill them back.
There's nobody to go out. Ground and Pound fell
open.
Out.
Open the market back up. Remember Eddie Murphy? Open the market back up. When they did a trade of places, they closed, they broke the motherfuckers, they closed the stock market. Turn them machines back on. Turn them machines back on, damn it. Get them back on the
phone. I'm coming out.
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing, man. Good show tonight. I'm going to give my final comment. Good show tonight.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. It's been a crowd. It's been a get out of here, man. God damn it, it's been a
car.
I'd rather
get
out of here before
it
just blank off on me.
Tracy, you doing that shit on purpose,
motherfucker,
you.
Hey, bro, stop.
You don't want me to get nobody else to lock in. Fuck you, Tracy. You're taking bitch. Book a show for tomorrow,
God,
you motherfucker.
Hey, yo. Goddamn,
you act like
it's October
31st, goddammit. Thank you. Goddamn, man. Book a show for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tracy, I'm serious, man. Y'all, everybody tune in to Smack Talk Show tomorrow. I'm booking a show tomorrow at 6, you motherfuckers. And I'm coming to Texas with it.
Yeah, good show, man. You know, we're going to continue trying to lock these races in for Grudgy World, Grudgy Masters. Y'all tell everybody, and goddamn me, it ought to be a blast. We're going to get out of here for sure. We're going to click off any minute now, so hey, sure. Y'all come on next week. Come on Pro Stock Joe show on Thursday. And, man, let's try to keep this thing rolling. So, hey, we're going to get out of here, Sharon. You do a rundown real quick if you can get away with it. I don't know if we're going to make it or not.
10-4. Final comment.
Good show, everybody. Good show. And Texas right. Don't know how to trick nobody, goddammit.
Wow.
Ben, final comment. Ben,
hey, Green.
Okay, Tracy. Now, are we going to do final comments or are you going to keep talking?
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Pee-wee, final comment. Bushnell, final comment.
Yeah. Racist fans, spectators, see y'all at them track.
That's right.
Five-speed, final comment.
Good show. I can't wait to see everybody at the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals this July 3rd and 4th. Hope we have a good time. Looks like we got a few races locked in. We're going to have a lot of races locked in. And I'm going to say we're going to have a heap of races locked in. So, good show. Hope everybody have fun. Hope everybody can make it. If you don't be there, you're going to be square. Grudge Inc.
All right.
World Grudge Nationals at San Antonio Raceway, July 4th and 5th, going to be the place to be.
That's right. Boo, final comment.
Pac-Man,
final comment.
Oh, good show, Miss Sharon. Thank you for calling me, and I hope you're doing well.
Pac-Man, this South Carolina.
Hell no.
Get the fuck out of here, Tony, man. Call me.
It's on you, Tracy.
Hey, good show. Good show, everybody. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. Man, we're trying to crank this thing up. Put on one of the biggest shows in the country, 2014. Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals, man. It's going to be going down July 4th and 5th. If you any grudge racer and you're not in San Antonio July 4th and 5th, you're going to hope you're going to miss one. So you got a chance to make plans now not to miss it. It's going to be going down, man. Texas going to stand up and show these folks from around the country, hey, how we do it here in Texas. Hey, see y'all next week. Until then, man, everybody be safe, and let's keep it grudging. Good night, everybody. That's right. That's right.
And don't forget, everybody, go on Hot Rod Gossip. Go on my Facebook page, Tracy's Facebook page, Grudging, World Grudge Nationals, and vote for those videos. Which one you think is the best?
I got Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals the flyer. I put on the post on dragcoverage.com on the East Coast. And it's got the links to all the videos, got all the team members. He got the whole link. I got a buddy of mine to link it to his website, Grudge. It's dragcoverage.com. Dragcoverage.com. I'm a heads up drag race. And I got the whole show linked to that. He linked it to it about 3 days ago. So,
hey, Miss Sharon, could y'all stick out the email of the hotel and stuff that y'all have for the World Grudge Nationals? You know I'm a last-minute type of dude. Send it out, please.
Okay. Type me in. Where would you like me to send that? You want me to just text it to you? Because I have it in text. I'll text it to you.
Take it to me, Miss Sharon.
Evan, you should have had your hotel. You should have had your hotel 10 months ago.
I know it. Man.
A bar of soap, a mirror, and a razor. Bushnell, a bar of soap, a mirror, and a razor.
That's all I need, Miss Sharon. You know me.
That's right. That's my guy right there. Hey, tell me, dog. We was in Orlando testing, and he eased in, and he had some of them cold bills. You know, that's my bestest friend in Texas right there, Bushnell.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, tight man.
That's right. All right, we're going to get out of here, man. Hey, y'all come on next week.
I'll send out a text. I'll repost them on Hot Rod Gossip. I'll repost them anywhere else about the hotel.
And Miss Sharon, Miss Sharon.
Yes, Edwin. Yes, Edwin.
See if we can rent an ice machine for the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National members for that day. You think we can rent an ice machine from somewhere?
I have seen them do before, have an ice ready truck at the track. I can see if he can have an ice ready truck out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You would have an ice ready truck on the premises before. I done saw it a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, check into that and see what's going on with that. You know, we ought to go there and buy ice from them or whatever, you know. We need to have some ice there. It's going to be hot. It's going to be a little warm, you know.
Okay.
We'll
check that
tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that
right,
it,
Doug?
Yeah.
Yo,
check this out.
The World Outlaw Grudge Nationals. July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway. 3641 South Santa Clara Road.
In Marion, Texas.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Let's do it.
25 host teams from across the country with over 100 races in 2 days. We'll be battle it. And we're kicking it all off Friday, July 4th with the bang with Grudge Racing and a fireworks show.
No doubt.
And Saturday action. It's the ProMont Shootout, the Backhand Shootout, and the 580 Index Race. And we got that bike show for you too, partner, with the Fly Riders of San Antonio. Also, live in concert, Slim Thug.
What up, it's your boy Slim Thugger, S.A. I will be at World Grudge National July 5th. It's going down.
You need more info? Visit Facebook at World Grudge National or contact Tracy Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563.
This is Slim Thugger, the boss, talking to you, man. Be there.